This message, a prisoner by Brother William Mario Mbranan, was delivered on Wednesday evening, July 17, 1963, at the Mbranan Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Mutakola na mutu kweliwa wa muna William Mario Mbranan olalerwe na mararu uhiu mahiku yeta kadzaseti mweri wa julio 1963 Mbranan Tabernacle o Jeffersonville, Indiana, wa Amerika.
And again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to hear of the great and mighty works that you have done before.
Vave marikina, mwansina napu ya Yesu, ni wira ni iwesa miteko sulu pale ni soweri ya nyuo muiralianyu, kalai.
And now we stand with anticipation, raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted.
Ntovano hiyo ni mpanya ne ani wehereriaka onni vensha wami ni wahu ni onni reriha wira na amini wira etu evekeliwo hi ula ni nova hiwa.
God knows each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially Lord, those who are so near death.
Nyuo munni musuela kula mosao soteni awa vekenliaya nto hiyo ni nave kelelale vanchene shapuia ala kuvelanshe mokwani.
Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. And bring healing to their body. Grant it, Lord.
Muruhe muretele munepa ni mwaya vakalawiro kupienrieo. Muruhe lopenu erutwaya. Munivahi puia.
Bless our coming together. We pray, Lord, on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us.
Mureri hotukumana wahu, hiyo ni mveke la wira puia, maveke lo ala na mara ruhiu, wira, ntokosi tukumaniahu, nisuelaka wira ni puro ni ntukumanaya anli wala ovikana, nyuo muno kala ni hiyo.
Yes. And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight.
Do us, Lord.
Speak to us, Lord, and warm our hearts strangely.
Ni hiyo ni nino vekela ni nyuo puia, wira munivahe maswa nyu hiula, mulavule ni hiyo puia, muvihihe mirima sahu vohili malele.
That we would know how to discipline ourselves for the great time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Wira hiyo ni suwele na muna yowise etiha sana, wa okati mulu palonoro holo, okala wira hiyo ni nami ni wira ni kuvelo rawapuya.
We thank thee for people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means.
Hiyo nino shukuru ni nyuo, mwahawa atuvano apachendro kwenye wamini wore rawai yao, ni esuelake etu ni himia wamini.
Knowing we are thanking you for services yet ahead, believing it, that you're going to do something.
Nini suelaka atano shukuru kuni nyuo mwahawa miteko soko korela sinoro holo, na aminiki wira nyuo munoro wa wire etu.
Lord, we're waiting with anticipation like the days of old, believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out the that God has promised in this last day.
Puia, hiyo ni ngweherere ni ndoro melo, ntokoma hii kwa kalai, na aminiki wira okaturiva kiviru, yo onyu onro anyu vensha ichanela sa wirimu pahi, ni wamaresha anatiri muluku alai henriawe ni hiku nila no kiseria.
Now we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations that today we heard.
Yes.
So many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord.
Vano hiyo nino vekela ni nyuo puia, wira mukalena atu tene mulaponi, ntoko olelo siwi waliahu anche na riva, mapuro tene otoiwa, mwavahe simvekela ya puia.
And we pray to see the great hand of God moving all over the world among those
Ni hiyo ni mveke la wira none ntata nulu pale na muluku, na etaka mulaponi mote ni ria ria la ngweherere tuila yulu pale.
Forgive us of our sins. Chase the slaughter with thy spirit and thy word, that we might discipline ourselves to obedient service.
Yes.
Obedient service to the will of God.
Munilevelele itampi sahu, munitaru shepuia ni rohwanyu ni maswanyu, Wira hiyo ni were witarusha mansihu, arumei owi welela mwaotuna wa muluku.
Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done.
Munihie ni upuele Nutuna upuela murima ni mahu etu akristu opachera irayaya.
What type of people would we meet? If we met those who had personally been in contact with you, how their faces must lit up with faith and joy.
Mutintosheni watu hiyo na aroa huwasuela va kanle wira na mukuma na nalea kanle vamosa ninyuo anenene moto wito waya wa kanle haya omwa leli wao ni wami ni nuteli wa murima.
How their lives must have been the living word of God, just written epistles read of all men as they walked in and among people. God grant it once more.
Mota makale loaya ya rea ya masuma kumi amuluku pahi, ipapelo sole mpwa saso mwanatu tene, okati yake laaya nieta iria riatu, muluku, munivahe toyewe marikina.
May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord.
Wira makale loahu, ekale ova herera shiwa wanyuo, wire roho yo warie nene kale mwahiyo, ni ilavule mwahiyo puia.
May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the street and rub arms with the world, we're not supposed to be like those.
Wira hiyo nupuele muruni mwahu, okatunete ahu mpiro ni nupata na nulumwenku, wira kivantunea hiyo kalantoko yao.
We step aside and give them the place, Lord, in their rightful position here on earth.
Nto hiyo no susa ni wava hupuro puia, mwamukale loaya wawa panela mulaponi mu.
We'll take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into power.
Hiyo no kushe kukulu yotuli, nisuelaka wira hiyo na anamatonyere elapwekina, hiyo no kala no mweno norwa nuwere apuia.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all the kingdoms that's in his domain. And he shall rule and reign with him here on earth 1,000 years and be with him forever.
Ntomwenea humulu pale nana anoni moro nikusha, nuho lelo mwene oteno rivati woru mawawe, ntoo ni mweti hanula mulela, niyo mulaponi mu, miyake konto mosa, nukala niyo mahiku utene.
With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession.
Nirinene yeyo muruni puia, vano hiyo nini we herere vanchene wakuliwa wa madheke luahu, hiyo nini we holapa wahu.
If we have did anything, said anything or thought anything that was contrary to your great will, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse.
Vakalawira nirimu ire tu, ohimi etupi itu, wala upuele etupi itu, yari ovirikana nutuna wanyu ulu pale, epomea Yesu Kristu inirerihe.
Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago.
Munihole lepuia, ntoko muna muthia nasihimia ohi ula, muhawa iyo onai ya weruwasako Chicago.
Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beams of light to others who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus.
Mwahole lepuia muluku, mpaka nipuro nyu onro anyu warumela, wira awe kalema visa mutuko wakina na apa pela mwepipini, ahimu suwela puyahu Yesu.
And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction that we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Vano hiyo nini vaherea muteko wanyuo, ni wiriana kama swanyu utarusha, wira ni werosu wela mota wa wito kiha mwahawa okathula mulu pale, mwansina na Yesu hiyo nini vekela. Amen.
Thank you, brother. I was a little bit unexpected at this. Being here at home, I felt like if I wasn't really, I had to go somewhere, an emergency, I'd feel very bad to be sitting at home and not come to prayer meeting.
Apu ya yoreri heni kushukuru muna. Mio karuhi uherere ya vakani yela. Mio kirene va owani kahona ntoko uira veke kaikahari na yoro wa vatu. Yokumelela kamu siku lavanchene mio kila atuani ohiro mutuku manoni wa mavekelo.
And I kind of dropped in unexpected to myself, even to my family, and just got in and chopped right off.
Ntoki horu avavo hi uherere ya yomi atawa amusiaka mio kiro pia pahi kikuma.
And so I said, I'm going down to prayer meeting and she didn't even have time to get ready to come, so she didn't know I was coming.
Ntosi iso mio kuira, mio kinroo mutuku manoni wa mavekelo. Nto ao kayarina atoka tiwa wito kiha wira erwe, vano ao kayasue la wira kaamorwa.
So, I'm happy to hear the sister's testimony there, the brother, about that light up at South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere. Greenville, was it?
Southern Pines.
Southern Pines, yes.
Vano mio kinitapa wiwo na mwona wa muna muthia nole vale muna, Mwahawa waria iwo Carolina du Sul iso Carolina du Nord ni puronlo Greenville tiwaria ya Southern Pines ayo.
Brother Lizeo was just here today. I baptized him today in the baptismal service here today. Brother Lizeo, you know, one of the ministers there. Brother Parker Thomas.
Munna livei la arriva a volelo, mio komu pati solelo, okati wa muteko opati suva volelo, munna livei li, nyo munni musuela, na arume ivale, munna Park Thomas.
There was, I remember of the time a sister being shattered, it was a great confirmation, sister, to what the Holy Spirit sometimes will let us go ahead and test our faith to see what, and test others' faith.
Hahi kala mosa mio kinnu puela o wakati munna mosa mutiane muruenle ne ruku wari mulipihero mulu pale munna waetu e roho yo wari imara sikine noni hiya hiyo roho holo ni were ya wami ni wahu wira yonetu ni were ya wami ni wakina.
When you're looking directly at something and see something and say it, others look and don't see if they say it's not there, see? But it is there.
Nyuo mwawe hake etuvo luluwanya ni wone etunu himia akino weha nuhona yeyo awa nira wira kikanle vale munnona.
Now there was no one could see that light that's hanging over Paul, but it was there.
Vano kakanla tam mosa wari awona wari aiwe waitome yevasuluva Paulu, masuwa wari vavale.
Amen. No one seen that dove coming down out of heaven in that light in a form and hung over Jesus but John himself. But it was there, you see.
Kava tam mosa onne pompele kuruaka wirimu mo wari anime, mamukale lo mosa kukala vasuluva Yesu, masiyonhani mwanene, masiyo yari vavale munnona.
And so then later, when I was telling the people about this light being like a pillar of fire, no one wanted to believe it, but now the mechanical eye of the camera identified that.
Yes.
And I tell them that the evil spirit is dark.
Ntovanovo, oholo wayo kati wahi meerea ka atumu hawa wari ayolo kalaka ntokon lumi na moro, ka avu atamosa atuna wamini, masivano nito na mekanika na makina elatarato ya hipo nyanenlo, vano kura wire roho yota kalatioripa.
It's just like our lives were shadows. And if our lives cope with the light of the day, we're walking in light.
Eo veke kairinto kwe kumiahu, hiyo na iruku, ni hiyo na ariene waria, hiyo na vari uira makale loahu anilika na ni waria wanihiku, hiyo neta mo waria ni.
It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. You see the shadow of the sun. It's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun.
Amen.
It proves there is a sun.
Eo veke kairinto konyuo weho otani uira kinona nsua okati wotana. Nyuo munone ruku ya nsua. Eo enkala woneela wa nsua. Kani hiyo nsua nene. Masi noni hera uira no kala nsua. Eo noni hera uira no kala nsua.
And now, when I see like you sitting out there using fans, talking, that means you're living. But it's only a shadow of life because anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow.
Yeah.
Ntovano okatu noona aka ntokonyo mukila antivo murumela kama veku veku mulavulaka ewe ni himia wira nyuo mwakumi masiwe rukuye kumi pahi okala wira etupi itu ehano kala nepipi mwaiyeyo wira kalihe ruku munona.
Because a shadow has to possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow.
Okala wira eruku ehano kala nepante epipi ni pante ya waria wira kalihe ruku.
And it can't be altogether dark and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow.
Ni kenwere ya neokala yote no ripela, ni kenwere ya neokala yote ne waria, ya kale pipi, veke kai ni kale pipi, wakala waria, ken kale ruku, hate tuire kali heruku, masi ya kala yota kansha na nuripela ni waria, e ni kali heruku.
So we are really shadows of life. Now you're reflecting the light from somewhere.
Amen.
Vano hiyo veke kai na iruku sawaria, vano nyuo munoni here kumini kuma ni puronlo.
If you are in Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life where you can't die because this life has death in it. See?
Yeah.
Mwari yeyo ni mukiristu, ele riene ruku, eyo noni here apahi wira yokale kumi vavo vahingwere ya niyaya nyuo kwa, okala wire kumi ila, yokala na ukwa muhina mwaya, munona.
But it's a shadow because you're living, moving, creature, with abilities to see, think, move, and talk, and the five senses of the body.
Masiwe ruku, okala wira nyuo mwamutu munikala, muneta ni mungwere ya ona, upuwela, weta ni ulavula, ni mione lo mitanuse erutu.
But yet, you know they're dying, and there's so much trouble. You know, it can only be it's a reflection, see? that there's life and death mixed together.
Masinlelo nyuwa munisuela wira iyo, iyo sinimo okwa. Ni wokala mukati ya miho munchene, nyuwa mosuela, eyo potu kala pahi, eyo wonela pahi, mone, wira yokale kuminu kwa sitakansha neva mosa.
The physical has to die. But if you are reflecting by your mortal life, the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal life.
Amen.
God.
Erutu hano kwa, masiva kala wira nyuwa muno ni heri ya waria wa wirimu, mwae kumi anyu no kwa, vano nyuwa muno ni heri kumihinimala, muluku.
Then when you die, you can no more really go to that light, because that's what you've reflected.
Vano mwakwava le, nyuwa munruwa pahi mpaka mwaria ni meme, okala wira tiyo wa nyuwa muoni heri anyu.
If you are the dark world, you reflect that. And you can do go no other way but to darkness, see?
Yeah.
So we are in a reflection.
Nyuwa mwari aulumu enkuwe pipi, nyuwa munoni heri ayo, ni nyuoka mungwe ya wira, oroe pirwe kina wohi kalamwe pipi ni munona, vano hiyo nrimo ooni heriani.
So we see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects life, and life, so does death reflect darkness, and here they both are.
Vano ni nona wira vekeka ishantokwe renho yo waria enoni heri ya waria ni ikumi, siiso kwa ononi heri pipi, ntovasi mpanya ni aso opi ili.
By the end of the week, maybe by Sunday, we are getting the small photograph blown up to a large size so it can be put on the billboard where your picture hangs out there on the billboard. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Me, womalelo niwe sumana kinotiminku, hiyo no kala ne latarato ya mukani yo unu uhi wa muthinto, wire pwehiwe vanipawe ni vamihupi. Vavo elatarato anyu tomeiwaya vo vatevale vanipawe ni vamihupi. Nkisuenle sintonyuo moweha wala nari.
And then about a week ago in Jamaica, where it was missionary, we sent tapes all over the world.
Ntovo pia kisumane mosevi inre o Jamaica, wei o wavaraka muteko wa murumwa, hiyo nini veleli haifita mulaponi mooteni.
And the seven seals has got back into, way back into the inlands of Jamaica, way in the interior. And it's very primitive back in there behind Blue Mountain.
Ni kanyero tanna pili so pia umu mpuwa o Jamaica, mpuwa sana, ni tiakala yu otuliwa mwako ori pelela.
And the natives sometimes they have a tape recorder you get for them that you have to, like the old Victrola, crank it and then let it play like that and every few minutes somebody has to crank it.
Ntoshine ene lapo imara sikina akala nasa e karavatoro na pavele nliahu, yeyo nyo murinanyu o ntoko e Victrola ya kala yi otukula ni manivela, vano ntohia o hiyo ruma siiso. Vano siviraka minutu vakani ohano kala mutumvili kama nivela.
This group had a little battery, a 6-volt battery or something. They're playing this tape recorder and it's all sitting together about what's here tonight, listening to those seals. I believe it was.
Nikurunla na ahikala na yamukani epatiria ya ivolta tanamosa waletu ikina ya arumi hekaravatoro. Nto hao. Ao ya akilata nsootene vamosa opia kantoko siriaya vo hiula, ewiriana kaikanyero ye, kwa okupa liwira arieyo.
And while I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came the same pillar of fire. Moved over where the tape recorder was and settled down over the top of it, and they went and got a camera and took the picture of it.
Nto okati wa alavulaka, au kueha, nivoloaka kuruan lumi na moro nenlo, kweta vavwe karavatoro varia yavo kukala vasuluvaya. Vano hao kuru wa kikusha maki na elatarato, kikumi elatarato haya.
And just the same one, there it is, hanging right there. Oh, but now we're getting it blown up so we can put it on the billboard out there that you can see it.
Vano ni mosaru nenlo, nle nrivale ni tome yene vasuluvaya. Vano hiyo ni munuwiha wira ni weropwe havani, vanipawe ni vamehupi vale wira nyuo moone.
We are so grateful for the grace of God that's been brought into our us into His presence in this day.
Amen.
Now we are grateful for many things.
Hiyo nini shukuru vanchene mwahawa mahala mulukwa ruheliwe mwawihu wa hiyo holo wawe ni hikunla. Vano hiyo nini shukuru mwahawa itusi nchene.
Now I think I'm looking here and see if I can find some notes or something there that spoke or get some kind of a
Vano mio kinoona wira kinowe hava wira koonesi nto kinoore opanye mosa, malepe loka mosa kamosa wala kamosa kamosa etui kina kilavunliaka wala opanye etu ntoko
I got some text wrote out in way back in here in a book. If I can find one, maybe the Lord will give me something to say on something. We pray.
Mio kookala na yoso memosele mpwe kule namuna, mulivuru nimu, kawere upanye mosa kino apu ya noo kiva hetu yohi me mwaitu yi mosa okatumveke lahu.
Now, we're under anticipation for our son. I have been speaking in the messages and Sunday kept me here a long time on why Christ thou unto me, speak to the people and go forward.
Bano hiyo ni ngwehere ya timinku. Mio kini lavulaka mmutakani, ntotiminku kaho kaliha nivoka timuncheene muhawa, munikinya kulela ni mio, mwahime ere atu mweteke.
Now, Sunday is the healing service, or the sickest to be prayed for.
Bano timinku no kala muteko uovo niha, vavu variwira rete vekele liwe.
Now you get around to the sick, and there's got to be some reason that the sick, when we pray for them, if they're not healed,
Bano, nyuo munimu ilipiha wira maaveke lelareta. Bano ni haa nokala ni woko ni mosa wira reta. Okati hiyo naaveke lelahu, au ya hivo ni hiwe.
And I want you, if the Lord willing, for just a sharp sermon on Sunday morning. So I'm going to have a healing service and pray for all the people.
Ni mio kintuna wira apu ya yatunavale olale eri ya vakani pahiti minku vosi isu nave. Tivo, kinro kala na muteko ovo ni haa ni waaveke lela tu tene.
And Billy Powell, or some of them will be here Sunday morning about 8 o'clock when the church opens, to give the people cards as they come in the door, whenever they get in.
Ni Billy Paul, wala mosa mosa ao, anoro kala vati minku vosi isu, ewora netan nataru, okati kereshe nguli waya, uire vahi wa atu itikiti, okatandhira ya vamukora, waloka tambolo waya.
And now, I want to try to believe the Lord has somehow given me a little insight on the reasons why some people are not healed.
Ntovano nto, mio kintuna kerere, mio kukupa liwira apu ya maena mune mosa akiva hosue la mahawasheni, akanlea ya tuwa kina himvo ni hiwa.
And I believe it's lack of understanding. And I believe maybe we'll speak on that Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Ni mio kukupa liwiru halelaka wiwo ratene. Ni mio kukupa li kinono lavula yeyo timin kuvosi isu apu ya tunavale.
Now, Wednesday night prayer meeting is just a short meeting where we get together and pray as we have and associate together.
Vano, muteko wa mavekelo wa namara ruhiu, muteko ohi lekela, vavo hiyo ntuku manahu nuvekela, ntokosi iralyahu, nuupatana.
Sometimes, I believe one of the great things that I find in this day is the lack of sincerity of what we believe.
Yes, amen.
Imara sikina mio kinni kupaliwira emosawa itusulu pale mio sinipanya haka ni hikunla. Otowe sharia mwaele hiwe na amini yao. Munona.
If God in the days of John Wesley would have done in that day what he has done today, what would it have done? In the days of Martin Luther, or what, Lord?
Va kanle wira muluku mahiku a John Wesley ahira ni hikunle itu o nira o lelo. Esheni ya aro kumelela mahiku a Martinu Luther wala akina tho.
As what we see him doing, both proven by the church, by the spirit, by science, and every move that it's in motion has to recognize.
Nto etusi ni mona huo iraka yolipi heri wa nikeresha atani roho na venisiensia ni kula mweti hon etika nelo ayo hano kupali.
And God's word here declaring it and telling it before it comes to pass.
Amen.
Ni maswamu lukuva ehimiaka yeyo. Ni himiaka yeyo hinati wira nea.
And then moving upon and prophesying and showing the very things that he said will come to pass perfectly exactly what he said.
Bano ntoetaka ni ilopulaka ni oni hake tuene yeyo o himiawe. Eyo ni mwira nea voli kanene siiswe tu o himiawe.
And still we sit kind of slowful as if we wonder, well, wonder if that could mean me, wonder if it could mean just the church and whole what if I'm really included in this?
Vano nakalavo hiyo nihala niriene onyo onyiwa ntokoti kinihiwa ahe. Kireke la yamu kala yawaka. Kireke yamu weriane yelo kala pahi. Ekeresha yoteni haya. Wala kireke mio kirimu hina mwaiyela.
I think Sunday morning I try to talk on some of those principles that we might enlighten us a little.
Mio kinona wira timin kuvosi isu kintuna kilavule mwahawa ipache relo seyo kamusakamusa sinro nila kihiri ya vakani.
Now, tonight, I found something is turned to it here for come down. I thought, what a brother never would I get down there and he'd have to say, get up and speak and just sit down.
Vano hi ula, ko upanya tui mosa, kino mala rukun lava, kihina turua, mio kahu puela, anki muna nevili, mio karuava leiwe, ntokuira neo ohimia, ngueleva mulavule kukilati pahi, munona.
I thought I'd better write down a couple of scriptures, because I know he's such a lovely brother, and we appreciate him.
Mio kupuela vanrere la mio kile peso ole mpaka mosakamosa okala wira mio ko suela o munna moso pentea ni hiyo nini mpenta.
Before we pray over the words, I want to recognize a brother, I can't even call his name at this time, two of them. They are here friends of mine.
Ni hina tuveke la mwahawa masu kintuna kimusuele tomu munna mosa nkingwere ata uiha nansina na wakatula anliaya awa risava hava patani yaka.
The ministers and evangelists in the field going out, they heard these messages by tape, and they're out of different denominational churches. Two young fellows.
Awa rumei na ana mala leopuani anikume roaka. Awa rimu iwa samitaka iya mufiitani. Vano awo taikeresha samiromo lelo sohi ya nahiana. Amira Van Lee.
The boy is so, one of them so interested that he flew down to Tucson just recently and closing out a meeting, I believe I was in the businessman's breakfast, and a young fella, fine young fella, come down, and they're from Kansas.
Nto mira vo korero kala mosaya ocha liwavanchene mpako oroa otukso nanano mutukumano ruku pia rukomoni kukupa liwira kari ni puro noja wavosis walipa nakoso. Nto mira vo re ramurima kurwa nto oti auto Kansas.
And they come all the way here for me to marry them. I appreciate that.
Nto awa kumanse u erwasaka nno wira mio kaatelihe, mio kini totopela eyo.
To think that people believe in your prayers enough to believe that God would hear an answer, young people starting out in life like this.
Upuela wira atwa nami ni maveke loanyu vopierea, anami ni wira mulu kwa amu iwa ni wakula, amira vampache ramakale lo sisa.
And when he got here for me to marry him yesterday to find out the state law of Indiana requires him, even though with their blood test, to wait here in the state 3 days before they can be married. So they cannot be married until Friday morning.
Ntova piansa ya va wira mio kateli hensana. Ya hao na wii malamulo aelapo yo Indiana ntuna wira. Hata ni isa mesaa sepome. Elipele la seweni no shtatu. Mahiku mararu ehinatu teli hiwa. Vano hao kantela na mpaka na mata nuvosi isu.
And I asked our brother there on the end if he'll just stand up and tell us who he is and his lovely little lady there and the next brother.
Ntomio kino muvekela munni huvale wokisera ni wiro venye anlele wira tani ni muhano awe vale opentea ni munna mukina.
My co-evangelist
with co-workers,
Brother Ronnie
Hunt,
here on the end, and this is
Indiana State,
Carolina.
Thank you very much. We certainly wish these young ambassadors for the work of the Lord Jesus, God's blessings to speed them on the way.
Ko shukuru vanchene. Hiyo veke kai nina tunamira wala na mitaka muteko ni mwapu ya Yesu iparaka sa muluku wira sa akali here mpironi.
And as I wondering, waiting for the coming of the Lord and see young men and young women with a purpose and heart to serve Christ, that thrills me. Amen. To see them raised up like this. The Lord bless you richly, my brother, sister.
Ntoki kuhaka kiweherea kuorua wapu ya nuona miravo na ashimwali ni mutune lo murimani yomurume la Kristu. Eyo ni kihakalaliha mwone. Owono venya siisa apu ya yoreri heni vanchene munaka murokoraka.
Now, let us turn over to a little book that I never spoke out of before in my life. And it's a very just one chapter. It's a book of film.
Vano, nroeni kunle livru ya mukani kihinato kwa kolavu la kalai mwamakale lwaka. Ntoeyo kerere, ekapitu limosa pahi elivru ya Filimoni.
I'm just a little bit Irish. And I do have a wire around my bottom teeth. To hold a couple in the back in place.
Ntoeyo, mio kamuirlanda vakani, ntomio kukala narami maino ni mwaka vati uire varele makina rutuli.
Sometimes I don't pronounce these names right. When I do know what they are, and sometimes I can't pronounce them right for the lack of education.
Mio imara sikina nkinihimia masina alo ratene, kasuela kavale tuakanliaya, ni imara sikina mio nkinwere uhima ya oratene mwaha ohisoma.
So Philemon, someone said back there, which I think is really the correct pronunciation of it.
Vano Filimoni, o kalo lavunlotuliwe, yeyo kinona kawira turu molorate enenenlo.
Now the first verse, I want to take just a word or two from it. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to use tonight as a text, the Lord willing, is a prisoner.
Amen.
Vano versikulu huu, kintuna kikushenu ulu monimosa wala manlimemmo, Paulu na mutu kweliwa Yesu Kristu, ntotia iwe ntuna kurume elo hii ula, ntoko yoso maapu ya yatunavaleti, na mutu kweliwa.
Now you can hardly imagine Paul regarding himself a prisoner, a born free man filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet he calls himself a prisoner.
Vano, yamu kala yori kanyuwa mutu kelela Paulu, aisona kantokona mutu kweliwa. Mutu ayari wota puene, osare roho yowaria, masinaka lavo unisi hana na mutu kweliwa.
And now we find out when he's addressing the Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Another time, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. By the will of God. When he's speaking to Timothy, different ones.
Ntovano hiyo nino na wira, okatu wona himeria wa Korintu, Paulu, murumu wa Yesu Kristu. Okati mukina Paulu murume ya Yesu Kristu nutuna wa muluku. Okati nlavu lawe ni Timothy unatuvirikana.
Now when he's writing here to Philemon, he says, Paul a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul an apostle.
Vano okati nimule pelawe va Filimoni o ni himya wira. Paulu na mutu kweliwa Yesu Kristu. Paulu murumwa.
I like to preach one night on that. Paul a servant. Preach on that. And that Paul, a prisoner.
Katuna kilalere yeyo hii umosa, Paulu murumei, olalere yeyo, ntonu umala, Paulu na mutu kweliwa.
But tonight, being it, you take hours to duly consider one of the subjects, I'd like to take tonight Paul, the prisoner, and take the subject of a prisoner.
Masu hii ula, ekalaka wira ya mkusha iwora wira nitokelele saane mosa wa miaha hiyo, katuna kikushe ohi ula, Paulu na mutu kweliwa, nto kikushe mwahawa na mutu kweliwa.
Now let us bow our heads just a moment.
Vano nroenu urami hemirusa hukati vakani.
Lord Jesus, any man that's physically able can pull back the pages of this Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can interpret it in the light that it's been meant to.
Puya Yesu, kula mutu orinaikurumu erutuni onni wero kunla makukwa bibili yola. Masi roho yoware ya pahi, tenu wero muta pulela yola, maosuweli hawaelola vuleli wawe.
We ask him to come now and help us to understand what this was addressed, this great mighty prophet, Paul, and yet call himself a prisoner.
Hiyo ni mveke la yeyo uire erwe na anano, enikali here uiwa sane ni himi haya nulu monla. Profeto la mulu pale oorea, Paulu, na kalavo isi hano kala na mutu kweliwa.
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to us as we wait on him. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Eroho yoware nupu lulelela hiyo katungwe hereriahu yeyo, mwansina na Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Now, I can imagine Paul when he wrote this letter to Philemon, how he was sitting in jail down there in the dungeons of this city a prisoner.
Vano kini wero mutokelela Paulu okatu mulepenliawe papelo ela Filimoni moto wakila antiawe mukatea mukalapo osome wepo omela na mutu kweliwa.
And he can well know by his position what the word meant.
Ni ani wero suwe lorate ene mwahawa mukale loawe etu ya ahimia nuulu monlo.
He was surrounded by bars. He could only be let free as someone was letting go free. And he knew what it was to be a prisoner.
Owa aro rukureriwa ni miacho. Owa hii wakotapua pahi akalaru mutu aro muhi yokumotapua. Ni uwa nisueleshe ni aru kala na mutu kweliwa.
And then again, I believe that the apostle meant just a little, not exactly addressing it to his prison condition, as being a prisoner of his physical being sitting here in this jail.
Nto we maare kina miyo ko okupali wira murumwa atuno himi avakani pahi. Kahi wira ahima shesha mukalelwawe wananano. Wokala na mutu ukeliwa wa mukalelwawe werutu kila antene mukatea mu.
But I believe he was referring to his being, his spirit, his will.
Amen.
Being a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Masiko okupali wira wa ahimi amu mukalelwawe eroho awe otuna wawe. Oriene na mutu kweliwa Yesu Kristu.
Now we're all born a free moral agent to make any decision that we wish to. God justly does that because he must put every man on the same basis, or he put the wrong man on, he put the first man on the wrong basis that he put on free moral agency.
Bano hiyo tene niyari wa mututa puwa wira nitanle. Wira nitanle etupi ituwe ntunahu. Muluku nira yeyo maenamuna ya sharia. Okala wira o hano muhela kula mutu mamulipi heri omosaru. Ahiso wa muhenle mutu vonya va. O wa muhenle mutu upachira vasuluva mulipi heri ovonya. Yo o wa muhenle ya ota puwa mwanlamulo.
See, we're just exactly like Adam and Eve. There's no difference.
Munona, hiyo vekeke inruhi ula ntokwa damu ni hawa. Kivavirika nne.
Right and wrong sits before either one of us. Life and death, we can make our choice. It's up to you to make it.
Yore raniota kaleruho olu wakula mmosa hiyo, ekumi nukwa hiyo no were otanla, eyo tiawinyu otanla.
See, that's the way Adam and Eve did. And see, and they made the wrong choice. And now by that, put the whole race of human race under death, the penalty of death.
Munona, tisi iso adamu ni hawa iralyaya nto, mone, nto awa ya atanla levovo nyea. Nto vano, mwaiyeyo, kuhela nloko no otene, nloko na atu mwokwani, hukumu ya mwokwani.
And then God came down in the form of man and took that death and paid the penalty of death that his subjects that desired to be free could go free.
Ntovo muluku kikurua mwamukalelo wa mutu kikusho kwa iwo kulive hukumu ya mwokwani wira atwawe atuna otapua ewerero otapua.
Now if he took us without the same way that he did Adam and Eve, just pulled us through something, said I'll save you whether you want to save or not, then he put Adam and Eve on the wrong basis.
Vano, va kanle wiro wa amu na akela wohi kale na mune mosaru o amu akenlia wa damu ni hawa, onipurula pahi ni itui mosa onaira, miyo kino wopola ni atawira muno tuna wopo wa wala nari, varisi iso wa amu henla damu ni hawa vasulu wa mulipi hero wovo nya, mwone.
But each one of us has to choose this day between death and life. We can do it.
Masikula mosa hiyo hano tanla ni hikunla, eriaria okwa wale kumi, hiyo no oria wira.
As I just expressed, if your life will prove exactly what side you're on. I don't care what side you say you're on. What you do every day proves what you are.
Ntokosi manlia kohimia, waria wanyu woni heria vale, makale loanyu animo woni heria vekeka ipantisheni murianyu. Keniki chalipantisheni nyuo munihimi anyu wira timurianyu. Enira anyu kula nihiku, eno ni heria ele mukanlianyu.
You've heard the old saying, your life is so loud, I can't hear your testimony. See? Your actions is so loud.
Nyuo muhiwe kanoele ya kalai, makale loanyo anni lavu lavanchi pale vahingwe riaka uiwe ni himi anyu. Munona, so ui rasanyo sinni lavu lavanchi pale.
I've always believed in shouting and jumping, but I've always said, don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world's going to watch that.
Miyo kati wotene kinami nukue la nutupa, masukati wotene kinihimi akawira muhitupashe kovika na sindikala anyu, okala wiro lumwe nkunoro waone eo.
See, you must just jump as high as you live. So, because somebody's watching you.
Munona, nyuo muhano tupa pahi mpaka sisa ale munikala anyu. Vano, okala wiro okalo nowe hani.
And now when people won't come to church, they many of them just won't do it. And some of them not coming is sincere people.
Ntovano kati, akala atua hindro kereja. Ao, anchene ao kanira pahi, ni akina awa hindroa atua sharia.
They see so much corruption in the church, until they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Awa rimono hononea wa mukeresha, mpaka hintu na ayokala na ata niyo.
And many times, we are speaking on a flat thought of that, you can hardly blame it. See, because of the way the people act, they call themselves Christians.
Nto imara sinchene hiyo ni lavu la mwainamuna ya atu tene. Enikala ntoko yoriko ulume la mwane, mwahawa, wainamuna atuwa ni iraya. Awa nisi hana Kristu.
See, the greatest stumbling block that the world's got is a man and woman who professes to be a Christian and lives something different from their profession. Exactly right.
Ao tari maluku malu palo kwa tulolumu enkurinaya. Taalopwa na naatia na nihimyo kala Kristu, na vena kala etu ikina yovirikana nila nihimi haya. Veke kaitieyo.
That's where the disappointments will be coming as a judge.
Vano, wamivirikanyo sinroo orwa wola muliwani.
Now, the sinner, the bootlegger, the gambler, the adulteress, he won't be disappointed to hear his sentence read to depart into everlasting fire. He won't be disappointed.
Vano na tampi, na mapaka ivinyu wipini, na chuku, na mararua, konro kalo virikanyi wa wiwa nlamulo na osomwa, wiro kume arwako moro nuhinimala. Konro kalo virikanyi wa.
But that fellow who's trying to hide himself behind some kind of a church profession, that's the boy who's going to be disappointed at the day of judgment. See, that professes to be a Christian and lives some other way.
Masimutulo nere ya wipi totuliwa enamune mosaya elapelo ya mukeresha, Owo timmira vonro kala ovirikanyi wa nihiku na nlamulo. Munona, onihimyo kala mukiristu, onakale na mune kina.
It'd be better for him that he never did even make any kind of profession start at all than to start and live something different because he's the greatest stumbling block we got is for that professor that says that he is a Christian and lives something different.
Ya mukala yore rawayo ohito kwa tohi mekule na muna elapelo yopacherua. Ohikanlo pachera na vokale tuiki na yovirikana. Okala wira tinluku nulu pale no kwa tulandrinahu. Tinamahi mia onira wira mukiristu na vonakale tuiki na yovirikana.
Always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles. And we don't judge yourself by how much knowledge you have of the word.
Okati wote ni muhila mule makale luanyu mwahao owe rinanyu wopa kamiriria. Ni hiyo kanila mula mwahao osuwela shenu rinahu wa masu.
But always judge yourself, look back and take an inventory of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live now is bearing.
Masukati wote ni muhila mule mwehotu lini mupime mutinto sheni wa mihoko roko sa makale lo nikala anyu na anano. Anikumi haya, munona.
I preached some time ago at a businessman's meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, of the reflection of Jesus, reflecting Christian life.
Ntokosa alalei yako katuvinre wa mutuku manoni walipa na koso o Phoenix, Arizona, wa woni heri wa Yesu, woni heri wa makalelo e Kristu.
A fellow was born up here in Kentucky where it's very primitive, especially back when I was a kid.
Mio kuira wira kiari wenno Kentucky, wei wakanle wakalaisha, vanche ene shokatu vinre wa ariaka mwane mwane.
And this certain little boy never had a home like we have here, where we had so many pretty ladies that have to look through mirrors all through the house to keep their hair just in place and so forth.
Tomami ravola katonko kala na tokon toko sirina huno wenno rina huashiha nwanche nore rasha yawari owiwe hamulolani mpani motene huire kalihe mai haya vanipuro nivaya uratene nisiso.
But he had one little mare, just a little piece tacked on a tree on the outside where the wash bench was, where his mother and father washed and they combed their hair and so forth, and this little piece of an old mare tacked on a tree. Frankly, that's the type of a home that we have.
Masuwa arine lola ya mukani, nipata usha na mukani pahi na akomeli weva mwirini vate, vavo vari tanki woka tavo ikuo, vavo ameyawe na ati tiawe ya rapa ayavo, nusha mulamai haya nisikina, ni nipata usha nila na mukani na lola na akomeli weva mwirini. Vohi tepia, eyo tina muna yetoko na arina ahu.
Anybody want to see a man, we kids, we had to get a box and get up on the wash bench and look at this piece of a mare that I'd picked up myself in a dump. That wasn't down in Kentucky, that's here in Indiana, up on a Utica Pike here.
Kula mutu atuna one lola, hiwa namwane, na haa notote kasho wela vatanki nivokata, nuweha nipatu usha nela ne lola katonti haka yome usalani. Kawaru Kentucky, waari weno Indiana, Utica Pike inno.
Now, this little kid has never exactly seen himself like that, so he comes to the city to visit his grandma. And at the on the tour of room, the grandma had a house that had a complete mare on the door.
Vano, mami ravola katonko wisona sisale. Tivo owo kuropoma watotula pipiawe. Ntova, etaka vasala apipiawe yarine mpayarine lole purukuma vamukora.
And so little boy ran through the room, seen another little boy in front of him. And the little boy was running also, so he thought he should stop a few minutes to see what the little lad was going to do.
Ntosi iso mwa miravo u atiawaka vasaala kimo na mwa miravo mukino holo wawe. Nto mwa miravo u amu chawanave. Vano uo kupuwele wira ahana weme lokati vakani. One tuwa ruawe wira mwa miravo ole.
And when he stopped, the little boy stopped. When he turned his head, the little boy turned his head. He scratched his head, the little boy scratched his.
Vano kati wemeliawe mwa miravo ole ahemela. Barukununshawe muruawe, maamiravole kurukunsha muruawe. Owo kuisu na muruawe, maamiravole kuisu na wawawe.
Finally walked closer to investigate, and he turned around, and his mother watched him and his grandmother with amazement. Said, "Why, mother, that's me."
Boki sera kwata mela wiro onashashe, vano owo kirukunua, ntuame yawa muwehashashaka na api ipiawe votu tuavo kuira, vano, mama, ole timio.
So I said that we two are reflecting something. See, our life is reflected.
Vano mio kuira, uira hiyo na venino ni heri etu. Munona, makale luahu anno ni heriwa.
And now, if we lived in the days of Noah, whose side would we take? What side would we tuck in that great day that Noah lived? What side would we tuck in the days of Moses?
Ntovano, na kanle rumahikwa noe, na aroka le pantesheni. Naro kale pantesheni ni hikunle nulu pale noa kalawe. E pantesheni naro ahu kusha mahikwa Moise.
What side in the days of Elijah the prophet, when all the world was galloped up in a great mess of modernism, like the modern Jezebel, and led all the servants of the Lord out into a worldly way, and the church and the priests was all bowing to her?
Epantese ni mahiku Elia profeta okatulumwen kuotene wa amiriwa ya muhinamamu mutiti mulu pale wa emava non tokoye Isabela na nano ni Isaac harume yutena apuya akeliha ka muhinamu ameetelwa mulumwen kuni ntokeresha nana mukuto ya amwi welela yo.
Would you tuck the side of popularity or would you stick with Elijah?
Maroka le pante ya osueliwa wala maroka la Elia.
Now in the days of the Lord Jesus, when we think of this unpopular person, uneducated by the world, no schools they could ever find that he went to, and no seminary experience.
Vano mahiku apuya Yesu, na aroa humu upuela mutulo hisueliwa, ohi shutihiwa molumwe nkuni, kaya apanyi wa ateshikolo wa atonkwa wewetao, ni atamusuelelo o seminariu.
And then raised up with the name of illegitimate birth, and then come out preaching a gospel that was contrary to anything that they had been taught. And condemning the ministers and their organizations and so forth.
Ni ntwa nungwe ni nsina na oyari wa wohi panela. Vano ntokuma lale yake hapari yore rayari ovirikana ni itupi itwao yishuti hiwaya. Vanchene ni oulu melarume ini mitenke sosaya nisikina.
And the organizations had made a statement that if anybody even went to hear the so-called prophet, would be put out of the synagogue, which was a mortal sin. They had to be accounted.
Ntomitenke sosahihi mianu nulu mowira, a kanle rumutu atuno ruo mui wola iha ni wakala profeta, a momoli wampani motu kumana, yeyo ya arie etampi ya mokwani, au ya hana wakula mwahawa yeyo.
Only way they could worship was under the blood of the lamb. They had to come to this sacrifice and then they were outcast. And what a great thing it was.
Enamune mosa paahi ya ori yao kokorela, waariva tive pomea mwa pwitipwiti. Ao ya haana urava mkuto ni vava, ntovo, ao ya momoliwa, ni mota ya kanli ae tuyulu paleela.
This man ignored such as that. And yet he was perfectly with the scripture, but not in the way they knew it. What side would you have took? See?
Ntomulopwa nola kaja nli tuyo. Ni nakalavo o arulika na nisole mpa. Masikahima ina muna au ya suela ya seyo. Epantishe ni nyuo maro wa nyukala, munona.
Now your life that you live now reflects now just what you would have done then, because you still are possessed with the same spirit.
Amen.
Vano muhi, makale loanyu ni kala anyu vano, anno ni heria vekeka ituma aro anyu wiro katule. Okala wira nyuo nlelo muvarwe ni rohwe mosaru, munona.
If you take that side down with them, you'd have done it then. Because the same spirit that's in you now was in people then. See?
Yo makale pante yeyo vano ni yao, maroa wira yeyo katule. Okala wira, eronhe mosaru yeyo erimanyu vano, yari matuni katule. Munona?
The devil never takes his spirit, he just goes off from one man onto another. God never takes his spirit either. It goes from one to the other, see?
Shetani kona kusheke roho awe. O ni kuma mamutu oroaka mamukina. Muluku kona kusheke roho awe nave. Ewe nkuma mamutu eroaka mamukina. Munona.
So the very spirit was upon Elijah. Come upon Elijah. Same one on John the Baptist and so forth.
Vano erohe mosaru ya ari mwelia ya ahiru wa mwaeliseu. E mosaru ya yo mwayohani mpatisa nisiso.
The Holy Spirit was up on Christ, come upon the disciples. All down still upon the people, you see. God never takes his spirit. So there we are left to make a choice.
Eroho yo wari ya arimwa Kristu kura mwawishuti kutikele rwaka ni nlelo enora mwatu munona muluku kona kusheke roho awe. Vano hiyo ni hii wavo uira ni tanle.
And I can't see here where Paul was regretting anything and saying he was sorry he was a prisoner, but he was addressing himself. I believe that Paul, as he wrote this letter with that pen, that it was the Holy Spirit causing him to write that.
Ntomio mio nkingwe riaona va vatu Paulu ikupanyeriawe mwahawe tupitu nuhimi ya uira kaswenle tuira yawe mwahawe kala na mutu kweliwa. Masuhu alavula mio kwa ukupali uira Paulu okati wale pawe papelo ela ni kala mwile. Uira ya ariro hoyo wara ya mwiri hawiro lepeele.
That maybe even to this night that we might pull out the context.
Amen.
Of our text to show why Paul did this, because it's scriptural and scriptural is eternal.
Wira kino atohi ula, wira hiyo ni wero kumiha yohi miaya yoso mahu, wira noni here mahawasheni Paulu ireli yao yela, okala wira eyo ti ole mpa, ni ole mpa ti yohi mala.
Now I believe that sitting in this dingy old jail that Paul wrote to his colleague here, that his brother, that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he could express it by seeing what was around him.
Mioko okupa liwira, okila antene mukala poso mumori ipela, wira Paulo amule pela mwapara wa muteko va, wira munnawe, wira o arina mutukweliwa a Yesu Kristu. Vano o aniwe rohimeyo, ona kele ya amuru kureria.
Now he was in jail, but that wasn't what he was speaking to this servant of Christ, a minister with him. He was speaking that he was a prisoner to the word of Jesus Christ, because Christ is the Word.
Vano o ari mukala poso, masiyo kiari ilo wa muhimeria ola, murume yula Kristu, mulale iniyo. O alavu la wira ari na mutukweliwa wa masu a Yesu Kristu, okala wira Kristu ti masu.
Yes,
and Paul had been a great scholar in his days. He had great ambitions.
Nto Paulu ari musomi mulu pale aukati awe. O ahikala netama yulu pale.
A man that had been trained by a fellow by the name of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher of his day, one of the greatest schools that he could have went to.
O arimu, mutu ashutihi weni e, na atu, mutu iha ni wakamalieli, yo arimu somi hamulu pale ya wakati awe, e mose wa ishikola sulu pale shawari awe weta.
For instance, like we say, Wheaton or Bob Jones or some great fundamental school, they've been taught As a minister of the word.
Mwanlika nyiho, ntokose ni himi ahu, Widon, wala Bob Jones, wale shikole Musa yulu paleo paveleasha, owa ahi shutihi wa ntoko mulalei amasu.
And he was well educated and smart, and an intelligent boy, with a great ambition of maybe someday becoming a priest or a high priest to his people. Yeah. He had an ambition.
Ni oari owi shutihi orata ene, ni orata, ni miravo osuela arine thama yulu pale kinoni hiku ni mosa okala namukuto mulu pale atuawe. Oarine thama.
And then to find that these great ambitions he had been trained for, he spent all of his life from maybe the age of about 8 or 10 years old up to about 30 or 35 when he finished college and graduated.
Vano ntopanya wira etame la yulu pale oo ishuti heri wawe ni ahiviri hekumi awe yotene kinokuma rinene miaka sopia kamitana miraru wala muloko mpaka sopia kamiloko miraru wala miloko miraru ni mitanu okata amalini hawe koleshi ukwa kele papelo.
Had all these diplomas and everything and stood in good with all the clergy, even to the high priest at Jerusalem.
Ni ahikala na itipolo masawe sotene ni itu sotene. Ni ani totopeli oratene na namukuto otene, hata ni namukuto mulu palo Yerusalemu.
He had orders from him, personal orders written, and trusted with this great Saul to go down to Damascus and to find all those down there that worship God contrary to what he said, and to bind them and put them in jail.
Oh, anakela iworti wayowo. Iworti sawawe solempa ni soro romeli wa saulu la mulu pale. Wira rota masku wapanyotene ale iwe ya amuko korela muluku vovirikana ni ilo wa ahimi awe. Ni wira atuku arihele mukala poso.
The necessary orders to put him to death if he wanted to. He was had great ambition.
Vatunea vale ahikala na iworti yo waro iha mokwani. Vakala wira amutuna. Owari ne tamayulu pale.
And now that he has trained for. God has took it all out of him.
Amen.
Ntovano so tene ishuti heri wawe. Muluku ahita taso tene iyo mwayo. Munona.
And what his objective was. And what his father had spent his money for. And the ambitions of his father and mother was all had been taken away from him. Because God had something else.
Ni yesa ariso tunasawe, ni yati tewe ya arumele nlia ya musuruku, ni itama saati tewe na ame yawe, so tene sahiku mihiwa mwayo, okala wira muluku arine tuikina.
Therefore he was a prisoner from his objective that he had in life, and he became a prisoner to Jesus Christ who was the Word.
Amen.
Tivo, owa arina mutukweliwa mwaha wohi ya sotu na saarina awe, mwamakalelu awe, nto owa kukala na mutukweliwa Yesu Kristu, yo owa arimasu.
That road to Damascus changed Paul. Going down about 11 o'clock, perhaps in the day, that he was stricken down, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Epiruele yotamasi kuyahimu rukunsha Paulu. Arwake ora ya namuloko ni imosa kino, ni hiku ni mosa, wa moroshi wawe. Ntoo ahi wansu ni mosa ni iraka. Saulu, munikilu patelani.
And he looked up, and looking up being a Jew, and know that pillar of fire was the Lord that led the children of Israel because he knew that's what it was.
Vanoo kue hosulu, ntowe hako sulu, ariene muyuta, ni anisu wela wira nluminle na moro, yari apu ya yaweti nihana Israeli, okala wira o ahisu wela wira nlo na arieyo.
Remember, this Hebrew would have never called anything Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Elohim, unless he'd been satisfied that's what it was because he was trained scholar.
Mupuele, muhe perula kakala kala ihanake tupi tupuia, P-W-E-Y-A, ni letera sulu pale Elohim, vaha akanle wira o aruku pale wira nle narinenlo, okala wira o arimuso muwishutihiwa.
And when he looked up and he seen this a light, a pillar of fire that had led his people through the wilderness.
Ntoka tuvenshaliawe maito, ntoo kona nenla waria, lumina moro na weting hatuawe piro ya motakoni.
And he said, Lord, Elohim, capital Lord, Lord, who are you?
Ntoo kuira puia, Elohim, letra sulu pale PWE, puia, nyuo mwani.
And what a surprise it must have been to this theologian to say, I'm Jesus. The very one that he was so against. What a turnaround.
Ntotutuwasheni wari wa teolo kula wira, mioka Yesu, yo weno wa amulu patawe, orukunuwa sheni.
Oh, it must have been something terrific for this man. That all his ambitions that he had to find out all at once he'd been persecuting.
Oh, siso ya kanle tuyo wopi hawa mulopwa nola. Wira itama sawe sote no wari nawe. Basu wenliawe na ananoru. Wiro wa mulupata.
His ambitions had drove him farther away from the main thing that he meant to do.
Itama sawe sahimu susiha mpako taiwene wetu yulu palo watu nawe wira.
And what a great shock it must have been to this apostle.
Amen.
When he said, I'm Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting. Why persecutest thou me?
Amen.
Nto oti kinihi wa sheni wa kanle wa murumola, okatuwa wira yawe, mioka Yesu, yo weno wa mulupatawe, munikilupatelani.
Another little quotation we might drop in here
You see, as they make fun of the church, they're not really making fun of the church. They are making fun of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yohi miakina ya mukani na roa huero hiava. Mone, ao ya tea kekeresha, ao veke kai kante kekeresha, ao ni mutea Yesu.
Why persecutest thou me?
Munikilu patelani.
How could Paul then, with all his intellect, believe that this was this group that he was persecuting was the very God that he claimed to be serving?
Amen.
Motashe ni Paulo aweri awento. Na ankilia otene, wami ni wirola ari, wira ni kurunla na atu o alupatawe, ari mulukwene yoo o ahimi ao murumela.
I think that, without going into details, I think we're all well trained enough to know what I mean here.
Amen.
The same thing is happening today.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Mio kinona wira yoti, wohime mosemosa, mio kinona wira otene na atu wishu tihiwa, vopiere wira ni suwele etu ni himi akava. Etu imosaru enira neo lelo.
Paul, through ignorance, yet intelligent and smart, much smarter than those uneducated Galileans that he was persecuting that had already in their humility accepted this man as Lord.
Amen.
Paulu enamui ahasuela, lelo arimu lavilavini ankili, ankili sana wadhika nakali lealo hisoma o alupatawe. Wira mawia vihawaya, yani mukupali mulopo enola ntoko puia.
But Paul, in his great teaching, and his intellectuals could not accept that. And what a turnaround it must be to him on this road.
Masi Paulu, mwawishu tawawe ulu pale na ankili, kawari okupalio, ntorukunua sheni wari wa yoo, epiruela.
And he was stricken blind, so he would not carry out his commission, but was led down to a place in a street called Straight, in the house of one.
Bano wahipweshi wa maito, wira himali herie mute kwawe. Masi eti herwe ni puro ni mosa epirwe niha ni wayowoko wa ni itoko ya mosa yao.
And then come the prophet down there by the name of Ananias who saw in a vision him coming down. So where was that? Went down to where he was and went in.
Bano ntokuru wa profeta vale iha ni wanania, yo wa monne mwayowona, o rwaka, onne vatuwa ariawe, kurwa wa ariawe o kufoloa.
And said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you on the road down, sent me that I might lay my hands upon you and you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Ntokwira, muna Saulu, apu ya yokumelenle ni mpironi, taki rumme wira kiwisha atere ni matataka, mwakele wona wanyu ni mukale osare roho yowaria.
Be one of us. What a thing it must have been for Paul. See, all that he had been trained to do was vice the verse.
Amen.
So now, with all the education he had, it would just become naught to him.
Moneva tuvariawe, etu sheni ya kanle wa Paulu, munona, so tene ishuti hiwawe wira ireke, sarivo virikana, siso vanoni, ni usoma oteno wari nawe wa, wari wo hikalate tuwa iyo.
Now he knew that he had an experience. So here's another good lesson for us. That experience alone isn't enough.
Amen.
It's got to be an experience according to the word
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Vano oa aniswele wira ahikala na musuelelo. Vano vaa no kala nisomi nikina norera wa hiyo. Wira musuelelo pahi kuhiwa tetu. Ohano kala musuelelo otarihaka maso apuya.
So him seeing this and know that it was a great something. Then if somebody else had received it before him, he took 3 years and 6 months down in the desert in Arabia.
Vano, oo nakayela, ni asuelaka wirela ya aritu yulu pale, nto wira mutumu kina to aha keleela oo hinati, oo ahikusha miaka miraru ni mieri mitanamo sa u, mo tako ni warapia.
Taking the Bible as it was in the Old Testament, and going down there to compare this experience that he had had and see if it was scriptural.
Omuishuta ka Biblia, ntoko osari awento, watana wakalai, ni arowaka u wira likanyi hemusuele lola o arinawe, ni wona sinto yari olempwa.
Amen.
Now what if he said, well, I guess that was just a little blow over and went on. I'm going to follow the interest.
Vano ankiuo irale ahe mio kinona wira yarite kuyavira ntokuna roa mio kinrota rankiliaka.
Now he had to become a prison to something. A prison.
Vano aha no kale otu kweliwa ni itu na mutu kweliwa.
So after comparing it and seeing, no wonder he could write the book of Hebrews in a type.
Vano vamanliao likanyiha niwona kivansha nkihawari yao lepe livru ya heperi mwanlika nyiho.
See, 3 years and a half I lay in the Word and finding out that the very God that called him was taking him back and changing all of his interests.
Munona, miaka miraruni nusu iwe, airapiha kama masu, ni apanyaka wira muluko eneyo amuihane amuhokolosha nuruku nshankili yawe otene.
Changing all of the earth's body, already trained to be all of his ambitions, just wiped it away from him.
Amen.
And he became a prisoner.
Arukunsha ka sote no atonkwawe upuela, sote no ishuntiawe wirokale, itama sawe sotene, aro kumihapahi mwayo, nto kukala na mutu kweliwa.
The love of God had been so tremendous and such a revelation that he could not get away from it.
Amen.
Openta wa muluku, waro kala wo unuesha ni mupu lulo mmosa, oa haawari awe wihulusha niyo.
That's the true experience of every real believer who meets God.
Hallelujah.
Oa toka nile musuelelo wekekai, wakula mulipo wa aminikekai unkumana ni muluku.
You come in contact with something that's so great that you become a prisoner to everything else. See, you get away from everything to imprison yourself to this.
Nyuo munao kumana ni tu eriulu palesha, yeyo nyuo munikala anyu na mutu kweliwa. Muhiaka ituso otene sikina munona, nyuo munimu ihulusha ituso otene, uira muitu kwele ni yela.
It's expressed one time what Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is something like a man buying pearls. Now when he finds that great pearl, he sells everything he's got to get that one.
Ya hii mwemare mose wira Yesu ahimye wira omwene wa wiri murinto ko mulopwa na moson tuma maluku uwaria. Vano vampanya awe nluku nle no uwaria nulu pale. O no tumi hasotene sirinawe wiro tumenlo.
And that's why here you have an intellectual conception. You have a theological experience.
Ntosisova, nyuo murina mupu welo wa ankili. Nyuo murina musuwelelo wa teolojia.
But when it comes to a time that when you're really find the real thing, you just sell everything else.
Amen.
And you close yourself into this.
Masi wapiaru kati yowo nyuo vekekai, nyuo mumpanya anyu itu yekekai, nyuo muno tumi haituso tene pahi, munimu itu kwela ni yela.
Paul knew what it was. He found out that he was harnessed to something.
Amen.
Like the fellow, a horse in a harness. It's the pull of something.
Paulo aniswela ya arisheni. Oh, kona wira ahi tukwela ni itu. Ntoko hiyo sinihela ahu kavalo tukwe ne mikoi soweti hano. Riwira epurule ke etu.
And Paul knew after this experience and 3 years and a half of typing the experience he had with the Bible.
Ni Paulo aniswela nupanya musuwele lola. Ni miaka miraruni nusu alikanyiha kamu musuelelo arinawe ni Biblia.
He realized that God had chosen him and punished him by the Holy Spirit. The experience that he had to pull the gospel in the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself punished him.
O kusuela wira muluku aro mutanla ni aro mutuka ni roho yo waria. Musuelelo owo warinawe. Wira purule hapari orera oholo wa amalapo. E roho nene ya aro mutuka.
And today, as servants of Christ, we become harnessed. Hooked up. We can't go without being with us.
Amen.
Harnessed to the word.
Ntolelo ntokwa rume ya Kristu. Hiyo nikale otu kweleliwa, otu kaseriwa, kaningwe roroa, hiyo no heleliwa mukano ni yeyo, otu kweleliwa masu.
No matter what anyone else says, you're harnessed to it. There's something about it that you just can't get away from.
Kivancha liitumu tumukino ni himi awe, nyuo mutu kweleliwe ni yao, yokale tumu hawa yao, nyuo muhingwe rianyu pahi wihulusha mwa yao.
You've been yoked up with it by the Holy Ghost
has yoked you to the Word, and no matter what anyone else says, it's the Word.
Nyo mupweheriwe muriti ni yao, ni roho yo waria, eho pweheria ni muriti mwa masu, kivancha li tumutumu kine ni himi awe, awo masu.
That's always harnessed up with it, put in a yoke with it, to the Word by the Spirit, he was harnessed.
Okati wote ne muri otu kweleliwa ni yao, opweheriwe muriti ni yao, mwa masu, ni roho, o aru tukweleliwa.
He had land on the backside of the Arabian desert there. When all his former things and experiences and ambitions had been stripped of those things.
Oh, ishunte iwe epanti otulia motako ni warapi aiwe. Okati itusa we sotene sakalai ni misuwelelo ni itama. Wira owa ahiru liwa ituyo.
Now, that's what we find today, that we must be stripped first. And people don't want to be stripped.
Amen.
Vano, tiva avo hiyo ni mpwenye ahulelo, wira hiyo ni hano ruli watoko. Vano atukantu noruliwa.
The Methodist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Methodist teaching.
Yeah. The Baptist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Baptist teaching. Yeah.
Muna Methodisto ntuno varelela mwishu tihuawe vakani we Methodista. Mm-hmm. Muna Patisto ntuno varelela mwishu tihuawe vakani we Patista. Munona.
But you've got to absolutely be stripped of everything.
Amen.
And just born again afresh and take up from there as the Holy Spirit leads.
Masinyuwa muhano kaloru liwaituso otene na mukuluiru, ntokuya riwavasya paahi emare kina, ntomupachere vavo muhie roho yo waria yeti hereke.
My daddy said when he went into church, he shook hands with the pastor, he's a good loyal member.
Nyuwa muhireke, atithyaka inre wira, okati hawa kenliaya, aronwe mukeresha kuvaha na mukono ni pastore, au muturo romelea.
That might have been all right for his race, but we're another race.
Hallelujah.
Now we must come back to the Bible times for this day.
Siso ayo kanlene sana wanloko naya. Masi hiyo nanloko nikina munona. Vano hiyo ni hano tike lokati wa Biblia wa mahiku ala.
The priest was harnessed too. But you see, they come over into another dispensation. And they fail to strip off the old harness and put on the new harness.
Anamuku toya hitu kweleli wanave. Masi nyua moone. Ao ya ahiru wa mpako kati mukina, vanu ao ya ahivo nyorula mikoisa asa kala iwire ware mikoisa na anano.
In the same thing we find that we did come through a denominational age, as we proved through the church ages, the Bible and so forth.
Ntotui mosaru hiyo nini panyo lelo, hiyo nruleni virako kati mmosa wa muromo lelo, ntokoso ni henria huma wakati waekeresha Biblia nisikina.
But we come now to a free age, where the Holy Spirit himself comes down and vindicates himself and makes himself known.
Amen.
Makes every promise that he promised come to pass. Oh my, what a great time.
Masi hiyo no pia vano kati wota pua, vaawe roho yo warie nene nkuruwaya ni wisa kihere nene, ni wikalihe nene yosu weliwa, ni umukalia kula natiri owa muhimi yao maliheriwa. Oh wulu, okatishe ni mulu pale.
And he knew that another thing, he knew he could not go to places that being harnessed to this that he would not, if he didn't, he wanted to go.
Vano owa aniswela wira, etu ikina, owa aniswela wira kawero roa mapuro, wira oriene otu kweleli wa yela, wiro o karoa, waroa kawe masinaka lavo, owa anitunoroa.
He knew that his ambition draw him amongst brethren.
Amen.
Where he was invited to come and yet he was pressed in the spirit to do something else.
Amen.
He wasn't his own.
Amen.
Oh, aniswela wire tama awe ya animuroi heria riashina, wei owa alatuliwawe wiro rowe, na vendaka lavo, owa anikanyereri wa niroho wire tuikina, owa kare yo.
Maybe somebody could say, Brother Saul, Brother Paul, we want you to come over here because we've got the biggest church, we've got the biggest congregation, your offerings will be great, and so forth.
Kino mutu amweri ya wira, muna Saulu, muna Paulu, hiyo ni ntuna wira murweno, okala wira hiyo nrinekeresha yulu palesha, hiyo nrinamutuku mano mulu palesha, sova hiwasanyu sinro kala sulu pale nisikina.
But being pressed in the spirit,
amen.
He thought, I got a brother over there, I'd like to go over and save this brother, get him to the Lord. But yet the spirit pressed him to go somewhere else, he was a prisoner.
Amen.
Correctly.
Masi akalako otu mereri wa niroho,
Owa anu upuela, ko kala na muna mmosa iwe, kani tunakirongwe ni wira kama opole munola, kimuroi hewapuya. Masin lelo, eroho ya animu tumerero roa nipuro nikina, owa arina mutukweliwa, kweli.
Oh, God, make us prisoners like that.
Hallelujah.
From our own selfish ambition, and from our own judgments and our better way of thinking to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Oh, muluku, munikali hana matukweliwa siiso, ni hiyake tama ahu yo uisu upuela, ni ni hiyaka malamu lelu ahu, ni inamuna ahu yorera yo upuela, wira nikale na mutukweliwa Yesu Kristu.
I think that was a great statement.
Hallelujah.
I'm a prisoner to Jesus Christ. And remember, he is the Word. See?
Mio kinona wira no nari nulumonulu pale wira, mio kana mutukweliwa Yesu Kristu, vano muupuele o timasu, munona.
No matter what anyone else thinks, it's the Word. See, if you're a prisoner to the Word, no denomination can sway you from it. It's the Word, you're a prisoner to it, that's all.
Amen.
You must act the way it acts.
Kivancha li tusheni mutumu kino nupuelawe, timasu, munona, nyo makanlene na mutu kweliwa masu, kiwavua tamuromo lelo ngwere ya wohu lushani wa yao, timasu, nyo pahimwa, nyo mwana mutu kweliwa wa yao, tiyeyo tu, nyo muhana wira ntokwao siniraya.
Now, he cannot go certain places that he wanted. Because why? The Spirit forbade him.
Amen.
Vano, o kawere roa mapuro kamosakamo so watunawe. Okala wira, muhawa sheni, eroho ya animu kotiha.
You remember many times that Paul was trying to go someplace thinking that's where I could have a great meeting. But the Spirit would forbid him.
Muupuele, imara sinchene, wira Paulo atuno roa nipuro ni mosa upuelaka. Iwe tinipuro waru wako wario kala na mutuku manu mulu pale. Masi roho, yaani mukotiha.
Amen.
Now, does that clearly state and prove that Paul was a prisoner?
Yes, amen.
A prisoner to Jesus Christ. Harnessed to his word by the Spirit. Oh, I like that.
Vano, ewe ni himia vowone, ya niwoni here wira Paulo arina mutukweliwa. Na mutu kweliwa Yesu Kristu, o tukweleli wa maswawe, ni roho. Oh, kisiveleyo.
He was bound. He was bound by a chain, the fetters of love,
amen,
to do the will of God and that only.
Amen.
He's a prisoner.
Oh, aru tukaseriwa. O aru tukaseriwa ni kurinti, ni makuchili aopenta, wira ireko tuna wa muluku, yeyo tu. O arina mutukweliwa.
He was in affairs of love. He was in the yoke with Christ.
Amen.
He could yoke up with nothing else.
Amen.
He was yoked with him.
Amen.
O arin makuchilini aopenta. O arina muritini Kristu. O kaworia wihela muritini atetu kina. O arina muritini yo.
And where the leak went, that's where he had to go.
Amen.
Regardless how green the pasture looked on this side of that side, he had to go all the way the leader in the yoke went.
Ntowe iwa muholi wa aroa awe, tiwe iwa wa arina aroa. Ata uira malashi ya arima kitimota she ni pantila no wale pantile. O ahano roe piro ya muholi ni muriti wa aroa saya.
Oh, tonight, if we as the brothers tabernacle,
hallelujah,
could only become prisoners.
Amen.
To our own selfish deeds, to our own ambition, that we could completely surrender ourselves and be yoked to him.
Oh, hiula, vakanle wira hiyo ntoko brana tabernacle, na amuwele kala na matukweliwa pahi, wa mukale luahu wa uisu upuela yohi, wa etama ahu yohi, wira niwele uiva herere voma lela kukalavativa muriti ni iyo wo.
Amen.
No matter what the rest of the world thinks,
amen,
what the rest of the world does, we're yoked with fetters of love. We are prisoners.
Bohi chali, totwa kine nupuela ya, etwatwa kine niraya, hiyo nrina muriti ni makuchile aopenta, hiyo na anama tukweliwa.
My feet is so yoked to Christ, it won't dance.
Hallelujah.
My eyes is so yoked to Christ, till I, when I see these modern striptease on the street, it turns my head.
Inaosa katiso kalanesha muriti wa Kristu sihini inaya. Maitu waka to kalanesha muriti wa Kristu mpaka mio okatunawe haka na marulaikuwala vano mpironi o no rukunsha muruaka.
Hallelujah.
My heart is so yoked in love to him that I can't have love for this world anymore.
Murima akati wo kalanesha muriti womu penta yo mpaka vahingwe ryako pento lumwe nkulato.
My will is so yoked to him, so I don't even want to know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead, I'll follow.
Utuna wakati woka lanesha muriti wayo mpaka atava hinsu elaka vano yesi kanleita masaka. Bahi, onikiro ihanyu nyuo, mio kino tarapuia, mio kino kala na mtu kweliwa. Munona.
Paul was correctly a prisoner. He wasn't making any wrong statement. He was trained by the Holy Ghost, again, to wait on the word.
Paulu arena mtu kweliwa volikana. O kahimia nulu monovo nyea. O ishuti hiwe ni roho yo wariato. Wira awehereke masu.
Now he's been trained one way, but God had trained him another way now. He was trained by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the law. No matter what his ambitions were.
Vano o ahishuti hiwe namune mosa. Masi muluku ahimu ishuti hiwe namune kina vano. O ishuti hiwe ni roho yo waria. Wira awehereke puya. Hata wira itama sawe saarisheni.
Now I'm going to help the Holy Spirit show you something.
Vano kinroa o, kikaliheri wakani roho yo waria o oniha nitui mosa, munon.
Now let's just take an instance. One day, Paul and Silas, coming down the street in a certain city where it's holding a revival, and a little demon-possessed girl kept falling, crying out after him.
Vano nroe ni kushento nyero ni mosa, ni huku ni mosa Paulu ni Sila, ekuruela kepiro mutete mosa wei wao ya arina saa ya muhaka laliho. Nto mwamu tiana mosa avariwe ni shetwa ni kia mutara, akuela kotuliwa we.
And all that what Paul knew that he has the authority as an apostle to rebuke that evil spirit out of that woman.
Niveke kai Paulu aniswela wira o ahikala ne haki, ntoko murumwa, yo uomo le roho ele yota kala mamutia nole.
But did you notice he waited day after day until all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to him?
Amen.
But this is the hour. And he said, "Thou Spirit, come out of her." See? Amen. He knew to wait on the Lord.
Masinyo moweha, owa ahili pelela ni hiku tini hiku, mpaka na ananoru eroho yowari olavula niyo okwira, ola pukati. Bano okwira, nyuo eroho mkume, munona, owa aniswela wali pele lapuya.
And there were so many people that they bring reproach upon the word. They go out with an ambition. How many revivals have been left flat because of a thing like that? Because the evangelists don't wait to see what the Lord's got to say.
Ntotiva abwa twanche eno lelwa nruhelaye haya masu. Awano kuma ni itama, mihakalaliho mikavisa hakanle ni maana mwahawe tuntoko yeyo. Okala wira na malale hapari orera, kongwe herere ya one tuapu ya rinayo himia.
Someone said, come over here, and they go out because the association says go.
Akina wawani ira, mruweno, ntuao awano roa na ananoru kala wira so asosiasao himye wira roani.
And the Holy Spirit would say something different, yet the ambition of the man to become the state presbyter or something other, or some elder or some bishop or something, would pull him. You must go. And yet he knows better the Holy Spirit saying, go here. See, he's yoked to his organization.
Nto roho yo waria ya muhimia tuiki na yovirikana. Nya etama ya mutukala mukulu pala elapo wala, wale tuiki na wala humu, wala pishpu, wale tuimosa, ya roo musukuma. Nyo muhano roa, ntonlelo owo nisuelo rata ene roho yo ware himiaka wira muroweno. Munona, owo rinamuriti wa mutenke suawe.
He's a prisoner to the organization. Now if he's got to Christ, he's loved by the Holy Ghost. He's yoked a prisoner.
Ona mutukweli wa mutenkeso, masuhu wa kalaru ni muriti wa Kristu, oneti hiwa ni roho yo waria, owo, munona, owo, or ni muriti na mutukweliwa.
No, my goodness, what anything else says it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He hears only the voice of God and he speaks only when it comes out. He says nothing.
Kivamvirikane tumu kine ni himi awe. Eyo, umenruma ni isimpi nyakula. O ni iwan sunamuluku pahi. Ni onlavu lanlo na kumaru pahi. O koni himi atetu.
Somebody say, Brother June, Brother Roberts, or some of these great men in our land today, like Tommy Hicks, or old Roberts, or or a little tiny Osborne, some little great evangelist.
Mutunira oh Munna Jones, wala iwe Munna Roberts, wala Mosa, ashilopwa na alalu pale mulaponi mwahulelo, ntoko Tommy Hicks, wala Oral Roberts, wala Munna Tommy Osborne, amosa ana malale yao alu pale.
If somebody would say, come over here, Tommy, you're a great man of God, I got an uncle that's laying over here that's all bound, and he's sick. I want you to come over. I believe you have the strength to heal. See?
Akanle mutunira, wira murwenno Tommy. Nyo mamutumulu palamuluku, wala Oral. Ntomio, miyo kokala na ata mantino, ari aruteno tukaseriwa. Na awa no wereiwa, kintuna wira murwe, miyo kinamini wira nyo mokala no were ya wawavo niha. Munona?
And maybe the Holy Spirit would say to him, not now.
Ntokinwe roho yo ware ya muhimere wira kahina anano.
But yet, to the friendship of that man, he's duty bound to go with him. If he don't, he becomes an enemy to that man.
Masinakalavo, mahawo patani wa mulopwa noo, oh ha no ro niyo, ahiro eru, oh ni kalangwana na mulopwa noo.
That man said, well, he went to so and so, he or that child or that boy, I know he did, and I've been his friend for years. And he wouldn't come to my place. But if he's constrained by the Holy Spirit not to go, he better not go. Amen. If he's up to God.
Mulopwe noo ni mwira ahe au ya ahirwa waleshe na aleshe. Omuvo ni hamano ole wala mira vole. Miyoko osuwe la wira ya ahirwa. Ni miyoka mpataneaya. Mamiyaka sinchene mwone. Vano awa akoto oruwa nyaka. Masu uwa kotihi wa runiroho yo wari ya wira hirowe. Vanrere la hirowe. O arieno uiva herere wa muluku.
His friend he loves. Yeah. But he better be led of the Holy Spirit to go there because it won't do any good anyhow. Yeah. I experienced that so many times.
Mpata nawe owe ni mpenta. Masivanrere lowe tihiwe ni roho yoware wiro roweiwe. Okala wira kinro panyi hetu yore rakule namuna. Miyo kovira mwaiye yo imara sinchene.
But Paul just waited for the Spirit to tell him what to do. Wherever the Spirit said.
Masi Paulo alipelele roho pahi humulele tuyo wira. Mulipelele roho, anihimia.
He stood one night preaching and walked out there and seen a crippled man. And all at once the Spirit spoke to him.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive. The same way he perceived is going to be wrecked upon an island. Yeah. See?
Owa ahikalo hii umosala leaka. Vano kikumavale, ahimona mulopwa na mosora kala. Ntona ananori roho kula vulanuo. Vano okwira, kinona wira, sai. Enamune mosaru onni awe wira au ya roho pituwa ni ikalawa vasisironi. Munona.
I perceive that you have faith to be healed. Stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ, and take you well. There you are. He was yoked.
Mio kinona wira nyuo mokala na wami ni wira mvonihiwe. Mvenye mwemele, Yesu Kristu hovo ni hani, munona, ewe rivo, o ari vativa muriti.
He might have held a week's revival there and nothing had happened, but yet he waited for the Holy Spirit to save him. See, he was yoked to that appeal.
Siso wakalane muhakalali ho waesumana ntero iwe na vekuhirane ya tetu. Masinakalavo o ahili pelele roho yo wari ohima, munona, o ari ni muriti woku shamurima iwo.
Now you say, brother Ben, you're condemning what you said Sunday about you've been waiting all this time. But you remember it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me up there on the road instead of sending you back amongst the sick and the
sleep. Amen.
It's obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Bano nyo munira, munda brana, nyo munulu melehimianyu timinku, yo wira wiro kala mulipelela kokati wote nola. Ntomasi mupuele, yari roho yo wari ya alavunle ni miyo rampani iwe kwira. Miyo kinotike la oru maniria riareta ni ori piwa murima. Munona, eyo iwelele roho yo wari ya vekekai.
I didn't go until he told me to do it. I was waiting for thus saith the Lord until I got thus saith the Lord. Now, that's different to me. Now, it makes a difference. Yes.
Miyo nkaronwe mpaka huo kihimere wira kire, miyo kaalipele la siso ni himi atapu ya, mpaka miyo wake la siso ni himi atapu ya, vano eyo tiyo virikana, munona, vano ela, eyo nini virikana, ayo.
He waited for the word of God. He was pressed in the spirit to do only God's bidding. Then he become a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Friends, if we could only become prisoners.
Owa alipelela kama swapu ya, owa atumereriwa ni roho, wira ireke pahi tumulu kwa amuru mawe, vano owa kukala na mtu kweliwa Yesu Kristu. Ashipatani, vaka nile wira hiyo na amuwele kukala na matu kweliwa pahi.
That was hard.
But I'd like to name a couple more characters.
Amen.
You would. I got about six or eight wrote down here.
Amen.
But I'd like to name just another character, too.
Mio ko suele wiro no viha, masi mio ka atuna ka ahimi atuwa nli matunavale. Mio ko okala no pia katanamo sa walata nara rale mpweva, masi mio ka atuna kimuhime tomo sa wala nli.
Let's take the character Moses. He was born a deliverer. And he knew that he was born a deliverer.
Nroene mukushe mutu Moise, owa ayariwe mbulusha, nuwo owa anisueleyo, wira ayariwe mbulusha.
But before I say about Moses, I'd like to make the statement that God always has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner.
Masikihina tuhime tu ya Moise, kaatuna kihime nulu monla, wira, muluku kati wote, nohano mukusha mututi mutu, onro murumela yo voro romelea, wira kalena mutu kweli wawe.
A man has to surrender every ambition he's got, everything that he is, everything is life, soul, body, will, ambitions, and everything else, and become a complete prisoner to Christ, who is the Word,
amen,
to serve God.
Mutuha nova herere kule tamori nawe, itusote no kanliawe kula, kule tu, ekumiawe, munepa, erutu, otuna wawe, itama, ni itusote nesikina, nukala na mutu kweliwa, omalela wa Kristu, yo kanle masu, wiro murume ele muluku.
You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Maybe in a certain organization, you might think that they could lift you up and give you something great, that you might crash.
Kino nyo muhana weta vovirikana ni mupu elwanyu oloka. Kino mamutenke sommosa nyo poti upu elawira wamuro unu wihani ni wovahani tu yulu pale waro wanyu waria.
But what do you find yourself? You find yourself defeated after a while. Until God can get a man that's willing to become a prisoner to him.
Masishe ni munipwenye anyu mansinyu. Nyo munipwenye mushintiwene vamvira ayokati vakani. Mpaka muluku mwere yao mupwenye mutu ontuno kala na mutu kweliwa waiyo.
God is looking for prisoners. He's always done it. You might search it through the scripture. A man has to be a prisoner to Christ. Against anything.
Muluku na pavela na matukweliwa. Okati woteno na pavela. Nyo muno were weha wehe yo masole mpwa. Mutu ohano kala na mutu kweliwa Kristu. Avirikanyi hake tupi itu.
Therefore you cannot be connected with anything but Christ.
Amen.
Even your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody.
Tivoka mungwere olupanyuwa ni itupi itu ikanle Kristu. Atati tinyu, ameyanyu, muninyu, murokorinyu, ayanyu, amarinyu, mututi mutu.
You're only connected with Christ and Him only.
Amen.
Then God can use you. Until then, you can't.
Nyo mulupanywe ni Kristu pahi, niyo o pahi, vano muluku no werea overla ni muteko. Mpaka vavo, nyo kamungwerea.
Oh yeah, sometimes speak up, rough the people. See, I'm trying to get you to cut loose.
Ketaka mikwaha imara sikina kini lavu lavoli panatu. Munona, mio kintuna ko pieri heni wihulusha.
You've got to have a starting place. Like sometimes called out the women, bothering their hair and wearing these clothes and hold and maintain their Christian profession.
Nyo muhano kala na nipuro na opa cheravo, ntoko imara sikina kinalo polaka shithia na meta maihaya nuwara ikuwoya, ni antike lehimiaka wira wa Kristu.
Hey, that's a little thing. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Amen.
So we get right there on your ABCs.
Amen.
And cut loose the worldly looks anyhow. And become a prisoner to Christ.
Anira wira, ewe tuyamu kani. Ahe, nyo muhano kala na nipuro na opa cheravo. Tivom pachere vavo ni abesi anyu, munona, nto muihulusha ikale lo samolumwe nkuni mwakule na muna, mukale na mutu kweliwa Kristu.
And then just keep on, cut loose everything, the final, the last lines cut loose, then you are a prisoner, then you become in his grip. He's got you in his grip.
Ntovo muroeko holo, muhiei tusotene mpaka vokisera elinya yokisero tikilea, vano nyuo mwana mutu kweliwa nto, nyuo munikala mwetihi wakani yoo, owo no kala nani ni yeti heruawe.
Now, Moses knew that he was born to deliver. He knew that. And did you notice with the ambition that Moses had, knowing his mother had told him only that she was his nursemaid?
Vano, Moise ahisuela wira ayariwe mvulusha. Owa ahisueleyo. Ntonyo mosuela, ni itama Moise arinawe, asuela ka wira meawe ya ahimu himere aiwe, okala wira au ya arimulela mwanawe.
No doubt when Moses, the little baby, was born, that his mother said, you know, Moses,
when your dad, Amram, and I pray constantly.
Vekekai okati Moise mwanamwane mwamu kanu yari wawe, wira meyawe irale, mosue la Moise okati atitinyu amurami ni miyo na anivekele okati huotene.
We know it is seen in the word, it was time for the coming of a deliverer. And we pray, Lord God, we want to see that deliverer. One night the Lord told us in a vision that you would be born and you would be delivered.
Hiyo na anisuela ni naanona mwamasu wira waruka tiworo wa mvulusha. Ni hiyo na anilo mpawira puya muluku. Hiyo ni ntuna ni mwone mvulusho o. O hiyo mosa apu ya kuni himiera mwayoona wira nyo mwamu roo yariwa ni mwaro kala mvulusha.
We wasn't afraid of the king's commandment. We didn't care what the king said. Then we know that you were born a deliverer. Now Moses, we know that we can bring you up right.
Hiyo kanoombe yoru mayamwene. Hiyo kanachanli itumwe na himiawe. Vano hiyo na hisuela wira muyariwe mvulusha. Vano Moise, hiyo na hisuela wira kanaore aole lanuratene.
I remember they've been down there 400 years in Egypt. See?
Vano mupuele, ya hika lasaiwe miaka imia sheshewe eshitu. Munona?
And we wanted to get you the right thing, the right education, the right training. So I took you and put you in a little ark and set you out into the night.
Vano hiyo na ani tunaova hani tuyo orera, osoma orera, uishuta orera, tivomi oko kunshaka ni kopwe hani munivuku ni namu kani, kohela ni muro ni ilu.
And how strange is the current, taking that little ark down through the reeds and rushes, and brought it right down miles away, and turned it right into Pharaoh's palace, where Pharaoh's daughter was, where the bathing pool was. And how that I know that she'd need a woman to raise him.
Nitioti kiniha wira masi ya kunshe nivukunle na amukani kuviri hamutere ni mitatini kweti halukamiha kaimija sene vora kama kuro ihalukamiha kempaya farao weiwo ya wawe mwana mwamu tiana farao waria weo wariwe tanke awe ora pamo. Ni mota wa wasuwen liaka wira o amuro mutu na mutiana wiro oleleni.
In the man days of course they didn't have these bottles to raise the babies on, so they had to have a wet nurse.
Tomahi kwa aleveke kai au kayarina saisu paia atwa ni unu wihayana, tivo o ahano kala na yaya akuma mapele.
So, and Miriam, I met her down and she stood there, and she said, well, I know where I can find a wet nurse, and come and got me.
Vano nto, Miriamu, mio kahimuru mampaka weiwo, vano o kuvenya weiwo, nto o kuira, mio kosuela ni puro nomu pwanya yayo ni kuma mapele, kuru akuki pwanya.
And Moses, the doors are all shut. Honey, you're 16 years old now, and you're going to be Pharaoh's son. And someday, you're going to be the deliverer that's going to take the people out of here.
Vano Moise, mikora sotene tiso waliwa. Ono pentaka ni nyuomuri na miaka mulokoni mitanamo savano. Ni nyuomu nro kala mwana farao. Ntonu hiku ni mosa, nyuomu noro kala mvulusha. Onroa waku miha atuva.
Moses' ambitions begin to grow. I'll study, mother. I'll study everything I can.
Itama sa Moise kupachira unua. Mio kinoso mamama, mio kinoso maituso tene singwere yaka.
You know what I do? I study how to be a military man. And I don't know how to take these people out of here.
Mosuele nro waka wira, kinoso mamota wokala na toropa. Vano kinosuele la mota wo waku miha tuwa lava.
I'll be a great general, bishop. You know, I know how it's done. And I'll take it out. I'll get my PhD here. I'll do it.
Mio kino kala mukulu pale mulu palana koto pishpu. Tivo kino suwe la mote niri waya. Nto mio kinimu akumiha. Kino panya pea gade aka wala eli eli ki. Kinimu ira.
My father Shiniki. If you ever read his book. All right, he's going to deliver all the Protestants, you know, and he become one himself.
Ntoko patri Shiniki. Vakala wira motoko soma ilivu rusawe. Varera. Owa arua wavulusha maporo testantu utene. Nyo mosuela. Nto kukala mmosa. Yo womansawe.
This great priest years ago. Father Chiniki, you ought to get his book and read it. They call him Father. It's just Brother Chiniki what it was. We don't call him only Father. Like that.
Vano, namuku tola mulu pale miaka sivindre patiri Shiniki. Nyo mwahano kushe livru wawe musome. Awa nimu ihana patiri. O arimu na Shiniki pahi. Tie yu ariawe. Hiyo kanimu ihana atamu tutiti. Siso.
So we find it. That we, he's going to read the Bible. So he can get out there and disprove the Protestant religion. The big law Catholic, if I went to read the Bible, the Holy Spirit come upon him and he got the Holy Ghost. Let him become one of them.
Vano hiyo ni pwenye wira hiyo O aro musoma Biblia, wira were oroa iwe akote tini e protestanti, wira akali hote na katolika. Ntoka turongwa wa musoma Biblia, e roho yo wara kimuruela, vano o kwake le roho yo wara, vano nto, ntokuka la mosa yao.
So then, notice this, that Moses got all the training, because he knew he was so smart, so educated, so intellectual. There was nobody. He can even teach the Egyptians.
Vano nton wehela, wira Moise ahishu tasotene, okala wiro o ahisuela, o ari musueli sana, oso masana, ankili sana, mpaka vahakanli awe mutu, o aniwere ato wishuti hatua wejitu.
He could teach their psychologists. He could teach their generals what military might was. So he was a great man. And people feared Moses because of his greatness.
Mpaka vaawere yao wishuti hama pisikolo kwa haya. O aniwere wishuti hama makulu pale haya ana koto ele ya aruwere ya wena toropa. O aribu tumulu pale. Na atu ya animova Moise mwahawe yulu pale yawe.
Oh, such a scholarship man. He was an archbishop, or maybe like a pope. He was a great fellow. And he was a mighty man.
Oh, oso masha, wulu. O aribu ishpumulu pale. Walaki nontoko papa. O aribu tumulu pale. Nuhu aribu mutu oweria.
And he knew that he was born to do this, and had trained with great ambitions to do it.
Nuo aniswela wira yareliwe wira yela ni ahishuta ni tama yulu pale yo wira yeyo.
Just like today, I don't say that man training in these schools. I don't say that like you're out here in the West now, they're going to build $150 million school of theology. See, Pentecostal. $150 million school.
Beke kaintokolelo, mion kinihimia wira lopwana yishutaka mashikola nimu, mion kinihimia wira, ntokwa osiriaya no onikela nsua, vano awanrote keshikola ya teoloshia ya itola rimiliawe mia ni miloko mitanu, mone, a Pentecosti, eshikola ya itola rimiliawe mia ni miloko mitanu.
To me, that should be missionaries in the field.
Amen.
But whatever.
Wamiyo, o wahano kala warumu wa muteteni, munona, 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 masi itupi itu.
What do they do when they come out of there? What are they? Bunch of rickies. Just did that. And then, that's how they come out. We always have the rest of them, and that's the same line. See?
Sheni awa nira ya kumaka iwe. Awa nikale sheni, nikuru na mariki. Vekekai. Vano ntotisi iso awa nikumaya. Okati wotene ta nikumaya kina. No, tinloko ni mosaru, munona.
Now, we find out that when Moses in all his training, and today with all the training, making big bishops and so forth, the great high ambition, what do?
Vano hiyo ninaona wira, okati Moise, mwawishuta wawe wotene, nulelo niwishuta wotene, na akaliha kama pish palu pale nisiso, etama yulu pale ni yaikuru, eshe ninro ahu wira.
Our ambitions become just about like what Moses was, see?
Itama sahu sinikala ntoko soli kana ni yesa arisa Moise. Munona.
God, before he could get the man in his hand, he had to strip him of his ambition. He had to strip him of all of his training.
Muluku, owo hinatumuku shamulopwa na owo matata ni mwawe. Owo ahano muru letamawe. Owo ahano muru la sowishu tasawe sotene.
He did go out and he delivered, he killed one Egyptian. And And when he did, he found out that he was in the wrong. He couldn't do that. It wasn't that way.
Owa ahikuma kuvulusha. Owa ahimuiva mutumo sawe shitu. Vanoo, ntovairaleawe siso. Owa kusuwele wira ahivonya. Owa karua wira siso. Kiariti inamuna.
And God had to take him out into the wilderness, into the desert. A desert place. You notice? Kind of strange how these fellows, that God got a message for him. He takes them into a desert.
Ntomuluku ahano mukusha muroi haka motakoni. Motakoni ni puro no otakoni. Nkawehani etu yoti kiniha mota twala. Wira muluku ukala na mutaka wira anye yao. O na akusha roi haka motakoni.
He took Paul to the desert.
Amen.
To train. To tell him what all this great vision was. Out into the desert. Watch a certain desert.
Owa ahimukusha Paulu mpaka motakoni. Wira amuishu tie wira amulele tuya ari owo neela yulu pale yote no takoni. Muruwe motakoni.
And he stayed there until God fully made known what to do.
Nto ahikala weiwo mpaka muluku musuweli havoma leletu yo wira.
And in Moses' time, he took him out in the desert, kept him out there for 40 years, and stripped him of all his theology and all his ambition.
Ni okati wa Moise, owa amukunsha muroi hakamotakoni, kimukali hawei wa miaka miloko misheshe, kimurula teoloshi yao otene ni itama awe otene.
Oh, what a time that he could look back and see his failure. And how we tonight ought to do the same thing when we see our ambition.
Oh, katisheni, owa awendri awo weho tulikona vavo nyawe. Ni mota hiyo ohiula vantune yaya wira ni retu imosaru. Okatu noona ahuita etama ahu.
Look at the healing campaign. As soon as the Lord did something a few years ago to start restoring healing to the sick and so forth.
Nkawehani kampanya yovoniha. Ni muonesi nto apu ya hire tu miaka sivindre. Wira pachere waho koloshere openu wareta nisikina.
Everybody, every organization, because they didn't come into their organization, they had to get them a healer. And what have we done? Let's look at it just a moment.
Atutene kula mutenkeso okala wire yo kerule mutenkeso ni mwaya awo ya hano mupwenya na mavoniha. Nto niralesha eni hiyo, nroeni weheye yo kativakani pahi.
We have done the same thing that Moses did. We went out and tried so hard to manufacture some kind of a miracle.
Hiyo nire tuimosaru Moise irayawe. Hiyo nro kuma kwere ya vancheno paka mwiriria ni matata.
I smell a disease. I got blood in my hand. A manufacture of miracle.
Lord help.
Mio kihona unkereta. Mio kukala nepome matata ni mwaka. Nupake mwiriria ni matata. Munona.
See, and what have we got? Some of the men in such hard strains has broke up and become regular drunkards. Neurotic. I got their mind.
Ntosheni nrinahu. Atoki na mukacha mihoni morika. Vahivilen liaya kukalana muhapaliwa mahiku utene. Ova huwa. Ntueyo kuponya miupu elosaya.
And switched all the way back to from the Pentecostal objective back to making organizations and things again.
Vano hao kiru kunsha voma lela etari helo ya yotune ya Pentecosti kutikelo paka mitenkeso ni itusi iswe mare kina.
See, what have we done? Slew about one Egyptian.
Yeah.
That's right.
Munona esheni hiyo ni irayahu. Nomuiva mweshi itumosa. Tieyo.
And we tried, we strained, we paid, we labored all night long to prayer meetings till we had no voice.
Ni hiyo ni hereria, ni hili piha, no oliva, no vara muteko, no kalo hii uotene mutuku manoni wa mavekelo, mpaka hiyo hikala nansu.
And try to manufacture something, and soup up something, and all these kinds of things, and find it to be a total failure.
That's
we
right.
Need a going back to the desert.
Amen.
Right.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ni werere opake etu ni matata, ni ukali etu yopweneliwa, ni tusotene ntokose iya, ntokone wiro vonyavoma lila. Vantune ya hiyo tikela motakoni. Ekekai, ayo mulopwana.
Pains and struggles. Why not just give up?
Amen.
That's what you ought to do.
Amen.
Go back and give up.
Mituku mano samuhema ni niwili piha. Ni hii here ya nipahi. Tiye yo ya atune ya nyuo wira. Mone, otika kuhia.
Well, we've done the same thing they did, same thing Moses did. It doesn't do any good. After 40 years, he found himself a prisoner to the word of God.
Bano hiyo ni irale tuimosaru au irayaya. Etuimosaru Moise irayawe. Eyo keni pwenye hate tuyorera. Numala miaka miloko misheshe. Owa hii pwenye rene na mutu kweliwa maswa muluku.
What are we trying to do when the great blessing come out and the manifestation of all these great things that God has told us about how that we must be born again, how we must receive the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these things here.
Esheni hiwe nereria huwira, okati eparaka yulu pale kumiaya, ni woni heri wa waituso otene iya suulu pale muluku ni himenriawe, mote ntune ya hiyo yari wavasya, ni mote ntune ya hiyo wake le roho yowaria, opati isu ninsina na Yesu Kristu, ni ituso otene se yava.
You see, people instead of staying to that word harnessed to it, what do? They started with their own denominational theory, which had already failed, and try to manufacture something to look like the truth.
Oh, help.
Mone, atu hiyo kala ni masu yao, otu kweleliwa yao, eshena ni iraya. awa pachenre mupu elu haya wa muromolelo, yoo wa avonye, ni werero pake etu uire likane keni ikekai.
I better cut off right there, see. I'm sure you're wise enough to know what I mean, see. But why, look what it's done, think of it.
Vanrera la mio kitikile vavo, munona, mio kwa ukupali wira mokala nankilu piere wira musuele ni imiaka, munona, masivano, nkaweani itwiru haliaya, mupuele eyo.
Where have we got tonight but a nation full of organized people who deny the scriptures of God?
Amen.
Who would call the light of the Holy Spirit that it was a mental telepathy. Who would refuse such to come into their church?
Esheni hiyo ndrina huhiula. Wohi kala elapwe sare ya atu wito kiha, anikota sole mpasa muluku ya aroa wiha na kumi ya iroho yowari ya wira, eyo yari telepatia ya muruni, ya aroa kota yoromu keresha mwaya.
And they wouldn't permit you to mention one word of serpent seed, eternal security, and the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed and proved to be the word.
Amen.
Challenge after challenge to come into the world.
Na auka ya aroa watu ni herea ni nyuo himia nulumo ni mosa na epeo ya enoa, nroro melo hinimala, ni ituroho yo ware yupulundiaya, ni woni hero kala masu, mio ka haa taramula, ni kwa taramula, wira erweko oni herea wira tiovo nyea.
What have they got? The same thing that Luther had, the rest of them, see, slew an Egyptian.
Esheni awa rinaya, etui mosaru Lutero harinawe, akinaya, mone, amuimve mweshi itu.
What not? What was it? Maybe make some men stop stealing. Or maybe live true to his wife.
Esheni ya tune ya yarisheni yo. Kino na umiri hamutupa chere ohia uia. Wala kino okala oro romele ya naamu harawe.
But what did you make in all that? A church member. Come and join our group. See?
Masinyuwa mukalinghesha enu kuma vavo. Mutuwa mukeresha. Rwani muitaka ni heni kuru nahu. Munona.
That stinking dead man was only thing you point his fingers to. Of his success of 40 years of training, a stinking Egyptian, laying there rotten and dead.
Mutule oku ankaka yari tuimosa tu o aweri yao tonya, yo ui rawe, wa miaka miloko misheshesa o wishuta, mweshi itu unkariene vale, o unta ni okwa.
That's about the way it is tonight. The only thing we can point to this revival that's crossed over so close is a stinking bunch of church members that knows more about God than a hot pot and all about Egyptian
knife. Amen.
Erin toko siso hiula, etui mosatu hiwa mwere ahutonya, muhakalali holo vinre onihimwa, tinikuru na atu o unka amukeresha hinsuwe la toatetu ya muluku, ombikano tentota aroa osuelo hiwa weshitu. Ekekai.
That would tell them about the word of God and say, I don't believe that. I don't care what you say, I don't believe it.
Amen.
Eyo, wahimere masomuluku awa nira, miyonkina aminiyo, anira, atawira munihime sheni miyonkina aminiyo. Munona, munona.
That's an awful thing that to point back to. For all the strains and struggles and everything we got.
Eyo, tuyote pawire tonyiwe, maikuruso otene ni wili pia ni ituso otene hiyo sirinahu.
Maybe we could point to a big school, but it's dead.
Amen.
We can point to an organization, but it's dead. It's stinking.
Kino hiyo na amuere otonye shikola yulu pale masiti okwa. Na amuere otonye mutenkeso masiti okwa. Oni munka.
It's just like the first thing that we pulled out of. Like a hog going to its water and a dog to its vomit. When you turn back. One dead Egyptian.
Tiwoli kana ni ituyo opa chero kumia humo. Ntokwe kuluwe ntike la wiwo loela. Ni mwalapo ntike la vamara peo nivawe. Na atikaka vale. Mweshi itumosa okwa.
No doubt, but somebody says, Moses, well, hey, you got no more feeling for the people? You was called to this. Somebody that knows Moses, and that he was called for that. Hey, don't, if you lost the feeling of the people, no, sir.
Veke kaya haikala mutu irale, Moise ahe nyoka mungu one la tovatua tu, nyo muihaneliwe wira muirela, mutu amusuwe la Moise ni asuwe la wiro o ihaneliwe yeyo, nika nyo mohio one la tovatu nari mulopwena.
Well, why aren't you out on doing this? Why aren't you out trying this? Why don't you go on with the rest of them?
Ahe muhikalen leniwa muirakela, ni muhikalen leniwa muereriakela, ni muhinro elanu holo na akinaya.
Moses is out there getting stripped. Until he had an experience at the burning bush that declared the word. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I remember my promise, and I've come down to deliver, and I'm sending you to do it. That was it.
Moise ari waruli waka mpako wakala na musuwe lelo vamuiwa ni wavare la walavu nle masu. Miyo kamulu kwa Abrahamu, Isaki ni Yakopi, ni kini mupuwe la natiriaka, vano kukuru wa wira kavulushe. Miyo kini morumani wira muireyeyo, yari eyo.
He's seen the work. Not the ambition of the people or the desires of the people. Then what did he become?
Oh, aho na masu. Gaita mayatu wala sotu na saatu. Vano wa kanle sheni.
He did not want to face the Egyptians anymore. He didn't want to face this thing anymore. But he became a prisoner. Amen. Amen.
Oka tuna toona na natuwa weshitu. Oka tuna toone tuila. Masu warina mutukweliwa. Amen.
40 years of falling, stripping down, but then he became a prisoner at the burning bush. The mighty Moses, with all of his intellect.
Miaka miloko mishesha tewaka, irulaka, masinto kukala na mutu kweliwa, vamuiwa ni wavarela. Moiso weria nankilia otene.
The Bible saying that Moses was a mighty man in word or in deed down in Egypt. But watch what the mighty theologian did in the presence of the burning bush. He only confessed his inability.
Amen.
Yeah.
Biblia himiaka wira Moise ari mutu weria mamolu mawala mamuteko weshitu. Masi nguwehe tu teolo kuwere iraja awo holo wa muiwa wavarela. O ahimyo hiwere wawe pahi.
When he seen the genuine purpose of God, he confessed that he was inability to do it, yet he was trained in all the theology that they could give him.
Amen.
Trained in their best school.
Okati wonalia otuna wolo kawamuluku, o ahimyo wira kawere wireyo, nya o aru wishutihi wa mateoloji yote na wera neovahiwa, oh, we should see mushikola maya solo kasha.
But yet what can he do when that pillar of fire hanging on the bush?
I can't even talk.
Amen.
Masinna kalavo eshena wari awe wiro katuo, luminle namoro ni tomeye nevale vamuiwani, kwira, atola vulankingweria. Mm-hmm.
Lord, who am I that I should go?
Puya, kanimio wira kirowe, munona.
Get your shoes on, Moses. I want to talk to you. Get yourself down, even your shoes. You're flat on the ground again. I want to talk to you. Couldn't even talk.
Murule shapato sanyu Moise. Mio kintuno lavulani nyuo. Mwirule atai shapato sanyu. Nyuoma, nyuoma oko korela tovati. Mio kintuno lavulani nyuo. Ato lavula kaweria.
I are elected prisoner. I elected prophet. Just like Paul was elected. Moses was elected deliverer. And then finally, God had his elected subject a prisoner to him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Boki seria na mutu kweliwa otanliwa, profeta otanliwa, bekeke intoko Paulus atanliwawe, Moise aro otanliwa mvulusha. Vano ntovoki seria, muluku arina mutu wawe otanliwa ntoko na mutu kweliwa wa iyo. Oh, hallelujah.
He can only move as the word of that movie.
Amen.
Who shall face that me? I am.
Oh, awere weta pahin toko maso muluku ya mweti haya. Kinroa wiro kirumme tipani, miyoko okala.
How will I do? I'll be with you.
Kinroa wira sai, miyokino okala ninyuo.
Yes, Lord, just as you say, here I am. Oh, my. He's a prisoner.
Amen.
Ayo puya, siso ntokonyo sinihimi anyu, miyo kiriva, oo ulu, eyo, oo arina mutukweliwa.
He goes against his better thinking. Now, if he trained the commander army.
Oo nroa vovirikena ni mupu eluawe ore eresha. Vano, oo ahishuti hiwa waru mana koto.
A swords up, about face, train, the goal, chariots all in order, spears forward, charge. That's how he's going to take it over. That was his training.
Asho wa sulu, orukunu wa vakani, owi shutihi wa wira ire. Ikaro so tene silikane, mavaka haya, ekoto, tisi so waro wa oshinta, o tiwari wi shuta wawe.
But he said, what am I going to use or what's got in your hand?
Masuwa kuira kinro rumele sheni, kuira murine sheni matata ni mwanyu.
A stick.
Toto.
God does things so ridiculous sometimes to the human mind.
Muluku nira itu sote ihaimara sikina mwamupu welo wa mutu, munona?
Got a stick in his hand. Whiskers hanging down, 80 years old, wife on mule, kids sitting on the
hip. Arina toto matata ni mwawe, ipuetupuetu simoraka, miaka miloko mitana miraru, ama aroe vasuluwa puru, mwano ya riwe notuli.
Little old flabby arms hanging down a stick, just his head set up, boy, he has dust set up the Lord.
Amen.
His fire got anchored.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Miono samu kani so ulu vala ni so olo wa somo rasene. Toto, masimurwawe wo winu wa mana o arina siso ni himi atapu ya. Mwahawa sheni, boki sera o aro kwete ya.
He was a prisoner.
Amen.
I only move when the word moves me.
Amen.
I only speak when the word speaks.
O arina mutukweliwa. Mio kinroa weta pahi masu ya keti haru. Mio kinroa lavula pahi vatuma son lavula ya.
Where are you going? I got one commission. Stand before Pharaoh. Show him of this stick. In God's name.
Munroa vai, mio kokala na muteko. Weme loholo wa farao, numoni hanitoto la wira muluku ukiruma. Amen.
He'll provide the next thing after you do this.
Munroa wira ninu umalayeyo. Oh no, kiva he twin terla na kamalaru wirela.
Amen. You've only got one thing to do the first step, right? Surrender.
Amen.
Become a prisoner. Don't think of yourself or something else. Become a prisoner.
Eyo rivo, nyuo murine tui mosa pahi yo wira, nivalo no pacherohi ula. Muivahe, mukale na mutu kweliwa. Muhi supuele mansinyo wale tuikina, mukale na mutu kweliwa.
Moses become a prisoner. Confess he couldn't even talk.
Moise ahikala na mutu kweliwa. Ahi imiawira atola vula kaweria.
Finally when God got it in his hand, where he can only move, where God moved him.
Boki seria okati muluku mukunshawe matata ni mwawe, vavo wa aweria awarua pahi vatu muluku vamuro ihawe, vatu.
He told him the word, he knew it was the word. Then he submitted himself to the word, and the Holy Spirit, their God, harnessed Moses to the will of God.
Owa muhime enre masu, owa aniswele wira ya arimasu, vano owa aniwelela masu, ni roho yo wari ya vale, muluku ahimu tukwelela Moise mwautuna wa muluku.
That's the same thing he done to Paul. That right?
Amen.
He harnessed Paul.
Eyo tuimosaru uwa muhiri nhawe Paulu, eke kai, owa ahimu tukwelela Paulu.
Little crooked-nosed, sarcastic Jew, oh, with PhD and LLDs wrote all over him. But he said, oh, I'm going to show him what he's going to suffer through the word thing.
Muyuta mwamu kani aipulayo kuropana onyohola, o, arina pea gadeni LLD, sole mpwa maio otene, masu okwira, miyo kinoro omoni ya etu onroa ohawa mahawa masu, unona.
And as Paul sitting there and seeing the word, and seeing that that was Jesus, then he raised up his hands and become harnessed to him. The love of God harnessed him to the word.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. There he went.
Vano nto Paulu kila antene vale ni onaka masu, ni onaka wiro la riesu. Vano o kuvensha matata awe kukala otu kweleli wa yowo. Openta wa muluku kimu tukwelela ni masu. O no ro kushansina naka uholo wa amalapo. O ahiroa.
Moses, I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I remember I promised them in the time of the promises near.
Moise, mio kamuluku ashiti itinyu. Mio kamuluku Abrahamu, Isaki ni Yakope. Mio kinupuela wira kahama nela natiri. Ni okati wa natiru riva kiviru.
And I see the afflictions of my people. I remember my promise. And I have come down to harness you.
Ni mio kinono hawa watuaka. Mio kini mupuela natiri haka. Ni mio kukuru wa wira kutukwe leleni nyuo.
You know what the word says. And I harness you to go down there. Harness you with power. Go down there and deliver my people.
Nyuo mosuele tu maswa himiaya. Mio kihotu kwelelani wira muroweiwe. Kihotu kwelelani ni oweria wira muroweiwe maavulusha tuaka.
Take that stick in your hand as a witness. Because you've seen a miracle done by it. Just like David with the slingshot.
Vano mukushe toto o matata ni mwanyu. Ntoko na mona. Okala wira nyuo muhona mwiri iri opakiwe niyo. Veke kai ntoko Daviti ni paranchi kula. Munona.
Harnessed himself. And he went down. Finally. God had a man that was subject to him, harnessed to him, and could not move until the word of God moved. If people would just do that today.
Ahi tukwele la mansawe kuroa. Boki seria, muluku arina mutu ari owiva hawaiyo, o tukweleli wawaiyo, ni kaworia weta mpaka maswa muluku mwetiha. Vaka nle wira atwa nira yeyo pahu lelo.
Then he was his prisoner. A prisoner of love. Yoked up in the bond of love with God, as Paul was yoked up in the bond of love to God.
Vano, o arina mutukweliwa awe, na mutukweliwa aopenta, vativa muriti muhina moopenta, ni muluku, ntoko Paulu vaari awe, ni muriti muhina womupenta muluku.
Just like Paul,
Both of them trained the same way. Moses trained, you know, to deliver the children of Israel by military might.
Siso ntoko Paulu, o wanliayo ui shutihiwe na mune Mosaru, Moiso ui shutihiwa, Mosuela, wira avulu shana Israeli nuwere we na toropa.
Paul trained to take it out of the hands of the Romans and let them free.
By great ecclesiastical force in the world that day, great schools of training come up under dominion.
Paulu ui shutihiwa wira akumi hematata ni mwaroma ni wakali hotapua. Ni kurusa we sulu pale senamu kutomulaponi mahiko ale. Ishikola sulu pale so ui shutiha oru mwani kamalieli.
And both of them went to the desert. Come back different man. Both of them saw the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And both of them were prophets.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? Both of them prophets.
Na vo wanjaya ya ronwe motakoni. Kutika tu virikana, o wanliaya ya hona nlumi na moro, ni o wanliaya ya arima profeta. Ewe kekai, o wanliaya maprofeta.
And they both were taught to by the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Exactly right. Coming for deliverance.
Na o wanliaya nlumi na moro na hala vulana. Ewe kekai, ni muruela kanvulusha.
There they was, went to the desert, left their homes and went to the desert to find out, left their peoples and everything to find the will of God.
Amen.
See?
Au ya panya ne yavo kurwa motakoni. Kuhi ya itoko saa ya kurwa motakoni wira ya suwele. Ya hahi ya tuwa ya ni ituso otene wira ya panyotuna wa muluku. Munona.
They were trained in one way, God changed them to another.
Au yishuti hiwe na mune mosa, muluku kwa rukunshe lekina.
And they had become a complete prisoner to not act in the way that they wanted to act, but act in the way that God wanted them to act.
Ntu hao ya haa nukala sana mutu kweli woma lela, wira hireke ntoko hao ya atuna ya wira, masi hireke ntoko muluku atunelawe wira.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Amen.
Have we got another 10 minutes there to make
it?
I'll real quickly get to another character.
Owo mmosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene, nukala na tuminutu mulokovo wira na ahele mwala, miyo kinomu piera mutumu kina vo wakuva.
I see one before me now. His name is Joseph. He was an elected son. He was a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
Kini mona mmoso holo wakavano, nsina nawe Tiosefi, owa arimu anotanliwa, owa aritonyero yolika na ya Yesu Kristu.
He was born a prophet. He is a prophet also. See?
Owa ayariwe profeta, owa ariprofeta nave, munona.
And now, he could see vision. And when he's a little boy, he saw a vision of himself sitting on a throne, and his brothers dying.
Ntovano owa aniwe reaona soona, ntonlelo areene mwa mirabo, owa ahona yoona ya iyo owo mwanena kila antene vehicheni, ntuashina we murame laka owo, munona.
But what? He was kind of, he felt like he's a great guy. See? And all of them, what did God have to do? He done the same thing that he did to the rest of them.
Masingwehe, owa ahikala, owa aniso ono kala mutumulu pale, munona, otene haya, masimuluku ahana wirasheni, owo irale tuimosaru awiri nhawa kina iyao.
Because Moses was a deliverer, Paul was a deliverer, and now Joseph was a deliverer. He saved his people from the famine.
Okala wira Moise arimvulusha, Paulo arimvulusha, Ntovano Yosef arimvulusha, owa ahiwa opola tuawe mutalani.
What did God have to do to him? Put him in prison.
Amen.
Yeah, but he went straight to the prison. Yes, sir?
Muluku ahano mwiri hesheni, amuhele mukala poso. Omuluka miha mukala poso. Ayo mulopwana.
Remember he was sold by his brother to an Egyptian and they sold him to Potiphar.
Mupuele owa atumihiwe na ashini nawe, atumiheriwe mweshi itu. Ntu ao ya mutumihenre Potifari.
And Potiphar gave him a little bit of liberty and first thing you know that was taken from him and there he sat in the prison crying, God had to strip it.
Vano Potifari kumva hotapu avakani, nto nana anoru oo kwakiwa. Nto valo oo ni panyane ya mukala poso, anlaka, muluku aha anoru lela.
Now notice, but all the time I believe he in that prison he could remember that the vision said that he's going to sit on the throne and his brothers is going to bow to him. Because he knew that his gift come from God. And he knew that it was had to come to pass.
Vano nkawehani, masi okati wotene miyo kukupali oo, mukala poso me, owa aniwere upuwele wira yowona ya ahimia wira, owa amuro kila ative hicheni. Na ashina we ya amuro mura mela, okala wira, owa aniswele wira yova hawe ya kumme wa muluku, ni aniswele wira eyo ya hana wira nea.
If we could only keep that in our mind.
Amen.
And according to the Word of God, in this last days He's going to have a church.
Amen.
He's going to have a people. And these things that He promised, He's going to do.
Vakan lewira hiyo na amuwerio hela yeyo muruni mwahu. Nintoko maswa muluku, wira mahiku alo kiserea, o noro kala nekeresha, o noro kala na atu, ni itu iyo o himyawe, o noro wira se iyo.
He's saying one,
amen.
And we're living in the time.
Amen.
We're there.
Amen.
He's just trying to get us to be real prisoners now. Amen. Locked in with Him.
O himye wira amwira, ni hiyo ni nkalo kati yoo, hiyo nrivavo. O ntuna paahi wira hiyo ni kala na matukweliwe eke kaivano. Okeli hiwa muhina ni hiyo.
You hear that old song you sing, and then I'm going to shut in with God?
Yeah,
I want to be shut in with God. Now, where I thought about this.
Nyo muhiwe sipwele ya kala inyo munipanyu. Vano nto mio kihivalanya vamosani muluku. Mio kintuna kihivalanya vamosani muluku. Vano tiva avo kupuwe nliaka mwahawa iela.
Being shut in with God. Nothing else. You only move when God says move. You only do as God says do. Then you're shut in with God.
Wiva lanya vamosani muluku, ate tukina, vano nyo muneta muluku wa himiaru wira mwete, nyo munira pahile muluku ni himiawe wira mwire, mwone, vano nyo muhiva lanya vamosani muluku.
Now remember, he was thinking, he also became a total failure to himself. All that he knew, all that he understood and everything, he became a total failure, it didn't work.
Vano mupuele, o amupuela, o na vekuvo nyavo malela mansawe sotene asuwe lawe sotene iwawe ni tu sotene o kuvo nyavo malela kiavanre tu.
He was put under a situation to where that nobody would listen to him. He was a prisoner.
O aheliwe mukalelo mosa vavwa hakanle mutwa muiriana o arina mutukweliwa.
See, he was put into a situation that unbelievers would not believe.
Munona, o aheliwe mukalelo mosa, vavo atu hamini ya hamini aya, munone ni himiaka.
His ministry was of no effect. The people turned their heads. They wouldn't pay attention to him in prison. What good would his ministry do?
Mutekwa awe kiwa avaretu, atu ya murukunshe muruaya. Au kaya amucha luo mukalaposo, mutekwa awe warua wirani orera.
He might stand to the prison bars and preach to him and walk on down the street. See? But he became a prisoner. God kept him a prisoner until the wheel got rolled up for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Total failure.
Ata wira amuvenya miacho ni samukala poso ni wala leria. Ao ya amuroe tarake piro. Munona. Masuwa arina mutukweliwa, ni muluku wa mukali nge na mutukweliwa, mpaka nteko piera weto ratene, kuira, o mutuaka, ovua, ovonya woma lela.
Finally, God came to him in his prison, like Paul, like all the rest of them. He came to him.
Boki seria, muluku kimuruela mukala poso, ntoko Paulu, ntoko tena kina, o ahimuruela.
And he used the gift that he had given to get him out of there.
Yeah.
That's right. He brought him from his prison.
Vano wa hivare la muteko yova haye yo amuvanghawe, wire mukumi hemme. Tiyeyo. O ahi mukumiha motukwe liwa wawe.
What did he do? As soon as he brought him from his prison, he was given power.
Amen.
By the king, his king.
Amen.
That he set on the fire that he was under.
Eshenu wo iralyawe. Na ananoru ova manliyao mukumiha mukala poso. Owa ahiva hiwaweria ni mwene, mweni yawe. Yo owa akila atiawe panti yawe. Yo owa ariawe vativawe.
He was brought from the prison house and given power to whatever he said had to happen.
Amen.
Owa akumihiwe mukala poso kwa keloweria. Mpaka etupi itu wa ahimi yawe ya hana wiranea. Amen.
In his prison, he constantly remembered he was born for a purpose.
Amen.
He was going to set by a king, and all the rest of us going to bow the knee to him. His vision told him so.
Amen.
Mwautukwe liwa wawe, owo vohi hiere rianu puwele wira, ya aikale etuwa yare liwawe. Owo aroo kilati va kiviru ni mwene, atuwa kino otene ya aroo mukokorela owo. Yowo nawe, ya ahimulela siso. Amen.
Amen.
But before his vision could be completely fulfilled, he had to become a prisoner.
Masiyoo nawe hina tumali heri wa yotene. O wahano kala na mtu kweliwa. Ame. Vano nto kukala kuverna toru.
And when he come from his prison house and become a prisoner of the word of God, that he can only say what God put in his mouth to say, then God moved through.
Ntova kumiawe mukalapo oso mwawe, kukala na mtu kweliwa wa maswa muluku, vaawere awe pahu hime ele muluku ahela awe mwano mwawe, wiro himye, vano muluku anete mwa iyo.
Moses had power to bind Pharaoh's princes. That is all will.
Yes.
If you say to this mountain, be moved.
Hallelujah.
He had power to bind Pharaoh's princes.
Nkawehani, wira Moisa ahikala noweria wa watu kama kulu pala farao, atuneru. Nyo maerelaru mwako ola otamevo. Owa ahikala noweria wa watu kama kulu pala farao.
Whether they were deacons or presbyters or whether they were state representatives or whatever you are.
Ata wira ya arimati ya akonu wala mahumu wala ata wira o anamuhu paestatu wala ata wira ya ariani.
He said, I'll bind you.
Amen.
So they were bound. That was it. He could do it in his own words, his own pleasure.
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Owa ahimi akawira, miyo kinimo otukani, ntuao ya amu tukiwa, ya arieyo, owa aniwere wire watarihaka nulu mwanawe yowo, vomu sivela wawe. Amen. Avuhi we muluku.
Oh, I just got about 3 more minutes so I keep my word.
Oh, miyo kirina minutu sopia kamirarupa ahi wira kitarihe nulu mwanaka.
Now, we find out that he become a prisoner to God. From a prisoner to the world, from Paul the same way, and Moses the same way, from a prisoner to his own thinking, to a prisoner to God.
Bano hiyo ni nona, wiro, owa ahikala na mtu kweliwa muluku. Okuma wariawe na mtu kweliwa molu mwenkuni, okuma Paulu enamune mosaru, ni Moise enamune mosaru, okuma na mtu kweliwa womupu eluawe mwanene, kukala na mtu kweliwa muluku.
And when he come out, he had the power of God. And when he become Paul, when the old thinking of Moses, he was surrendered it and stripped of it, he become a prisoner to Christ's word, could only move wherever.
Vano vakumiawe, owa arino wari wa muluku, nto vakanliawe Paulu, okati mupu elu wa Moise, owa ivaherendiawe ni kuruliwa, owa ahikala na mtu kweliwa amaswa Kristu. Awari aweta pahi ni puro pinipuro.
You say Christ, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt. So he was a prisoner of Christ just like Paul was.
Nyua munira Kristu, owa ahono tanywa wa Kristu kala muha kumulu pale ovika na waweshitu. Vano owa arina mtu kweliwa Kristu, siso ntoko Paulu saari awe.
Remember, all three of them were prophets.
Yeah.
See? And they had to be stripped of their own thinking in order to become a prisoner to the will and the ways of God.
Mupuele, ora ruayo tene yarima profeta, munona, na oya hano ruli wa mupuelo aya mansa, wire kalena mutu kweliwa aotuna ni aipiro samuluku.
Now we remember, now, that he has power to bind at his own words, he had power to loose at his own words. He could say, I loose you in the name of my King.
Amen.
Vano hiyo ninu puela vano, wiro wa ahikala na weria otuka, ninulu mwanawe mwanene. O ahikala na weria otapula, ninulu mwanawe mwanene. O aniweria wira, miyo kino otapula ni mwansina na mwaniaka. Amen.
Pharaoh made Joseph his son. Christ makes his prisoners of love his sons.
Amen.
And he gives them power. The same thing he has.
Farao ahimu kaliha Yosefe mwanawe. Kristu na kaliha wawe ana matukweliwa openta anawe. Nuwona ava howeria etui mosaru wari nawe.
St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do.
Amen.
Yohanu wari ya 14:12. Olo ni kami ni mio, maone. Miteko mio simvaraka, o no vara nave. Ataso vika na iya, o no vara.
Now, the prisoner of the love of Christ becomes empowered by his King, who is Christ. Amen.
Vano, na mtu kweliwa aopenta wa Kristu, onna akelihi wa waria ni mweniawe. Yo wakanle Kristu. Amen.
And verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you'll have what you said.
Amen.
Ntoveke kai kinole elani wira mwire la mwakola otamevo muhiho vereka murima ni mwanyu masi mwaminiki uire himyanyu ni mwiranea muni mwakele himyanyu.
If you abide me in my word in you, if you're yoked to me, because him and his word is the same.
Nyuwa mwakala mamiyo na ve maswaka mwanyuo, nyuwa mwakala ruvativa muriti yaka, okala uirowo ni maswa we arimmo saru.
In the beginning was the word, the word was God, the word made flesh and dwelt among us. Same yesterday and forever.
Wopachera ni naari nsu, nto nsu naari ni muluku, nsu na hii pakerutu kukala ni hiyo, mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene.
If you abide me, not here and there, abide me in my word in you, ask what you will, or say what you will.
Amen.
Amen. You have power.
Yuo mwakala mamiyo, kahiva ni iwe, mwakala mamiyo, na ve maswa kamanyuo, mvekele ketu ntunanyu, wala muhimia ketu ntunanyu, munimu ireliwa. Owa ahikala noweria.
Notice, before he came out, he had to be taken out and shaved. A few things had to be shaved off before he could meet his king.
Nkawehani, owa hinatukuma ahano kumihiwa kumetiwa. Ituka musakamusa sahano metiwa owa hinatukuma na nimweniawe. Munona?
Oh, God, sometimes takes his people out like that and shaves a few of their own wills off. Shows them that they can't do this what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? They're not liberty to do what they want to do.
Oh, muluku imara sikino na kumiha tuawe siso. Numeta sotu na saa kamosa kamosa. Oni woni hawira au kangwera wire tu antuna ya wira pahi. Nyo mosuele ni himi haka. Au kahiyo tapua wira ireke tu pitu antuna ya wira.
Before they can come into full power and be a love slave to Christ, they have to be shaved off and then presented.
Awa hinatupie rewere womale la nukala ipotema hawa openta wa Kristu. Awa hano metiwa vano ntokuru hiwa.
Sometimes he takes them to the deserts to do that. To shave them off and then bring them out, the anointed one, to fulfill the purpose that he's ordained them to be.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? Brothers, we're at the end time.
Imara sikino onna roiha motako ni wiro wiri heyeyo, wira amete. Vano ntonimu akumiha alota nliwa wiro malihero tuna o atomeliawe wire kale. Munone ni himiaka, ashina. Hiyo nruka tiwa omaleloni.
Remember all other times what he's done. He's always had to take a man and make him a prisoner to him. Forsake his own.
Muupuele okati mukina otene etu wa ira yawe. Okati wa otene ahano mukusha mutuki mukaliha na mutu keliwa iyo. Ohi ele ria wawe.
He had to forsake everything that he knows. Forget all his trainings and everything in order to know the will of God and to follow God.
Owa hano hiya sotene asue lawe, ulia la wishu tawawe wotene, itu sotene, wira suelo tuna wa muluku, ni umutara muluku.
He can't follow anything that man's got to do, and God at the same time. It's too contrary, one to another.
O kantara te tumuturi nawe wira, ni muluku kati mmosaru, tiovirikana vanchene mosane kwaya.
You can't be going east and west at the same time. You can't be going right and left at the same time.
Kivangwere ni anyuo roo ni kumansuwa ni unikelansu wakati mmosaru. Kivangwere ni anyuo roo maono olo pwana ni maono othi ano wakati mmosaru.
You can't be doing right and wrong at the same time. You can't be following man and God at the same time. No, sir, you're either following God or following man.
Kivangwere ni anyuo wira yore raniota kalo wakati mmosaru. Kivangwere ni anyuo mutara mutu ni muluku wakati mmosaru. Nari mulo pwana. Nyuo muni mutara muluku ahiso mutu.
Now, then if you are following God and have submitted yourself to God, then you become a prisoner to that God, to that word, to that will. No matter what anything else is, you become a prisoner to it.
Bano ntomwa mutaraka muluku ni wiva herea wa muluku, ntonyo munikala na mutukweli wa muluku yoo, amasu yao, wotu na weyo, kivancha liitu mutu mukine ni himi yawe, nyo munikala na mutukweli wa wai yao.
Listen, we're at the end time. And I would say this with reverence and respect as a last couple minutes is floating by.
Mwiriane, hiyo nruka tiwa omaleloni. Ni miyoka atuna kihimiela ni nleme liho ni ntiti miho. Okati simvira minutu mili.
Look, what God, to my opinion, will do and must do and will do in this last day is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the floor.
Nkawehani. Etu muluku mwaupuela waka onroa wewira ni orina wewira ni onroa wewira ni hikunla no kiseria opanye karuma yohe pano oo hano opanye karuma wiro hate hasari.
Any farmer, when he goes to his harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with. So he's got to have a sharp sickle or something, some instrument to thrash out the grain. And the harvest is ripe.
Kula mulimi aruwako hepa, uhano kala nekaruma wira hepani. Veke kayu uhano kala neshikuwa kwa yono ni wawale tusi iso. Ekaruma, wiro hepane epio. Vano epio yotokota.
God, take us in your hand. Make us bond servants of your love. And use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful, cursed earth that we're living in today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Muluku, munikushe matata ni mwanyu, munikali heipotaso open tawanyu, munivarele muteko ntokwe karuma, wira nisueli helapuela ya itampi, yota kaliho nikala humolelo, wira Yesu Kristu mmosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
For myself, God, let me be a prisoner. If all my brethren turn me down, if all my friends turn me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His word.
Wamiyo mansaka muluku mukihie kikale na mutu kweliwa. Ashina kotene ya kitanya, apata na kotene ya kitanya, kintuna kikale na mutu kweliwa, a Yesu Kristu ni maswawe.
That I might be harnessed to his word by the Holy Spirit to see the Holy Spirit make the word of God be confirmed by the same things that he said would be done. I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Wira kikale otu kweliwa maswawe ni roho yowaria. Wira kone roho yo wario kali hamaswa muluku oli piheriwa ni itunto kose yo wahimiawe wira samu iriwa. Kintuna kikale na mutu kweliwa Yesu Kristu. Nivekele.
I wonder tonight with our heads bound, if that ambition that we have of being something else, or maybe of something that we might think be a selfish thing, wonder if we couldn't just kind of lay that aside.
Yeah.
Katuna kisuelo hii ula ni mirusa huso urama, bari uire tameyo hiwe rinahu yokale tuikina, walakino waetu hiwe ni upuelahu, enakale ruituyo uisu upuela, katuna kisuele sintoka ni uwe rokaka yeyo.
I wonder if some young boy here tonight look around and say, I'm going to be, when I get big, I'm going to be a certain thing.
Katuna kisuele akanlene mira vomu ohi ula, onweha wehani uira, meo kinro kala, kanuwaru kinro kale tu kata kata.
I wonder if you could feel the will of God move in your life and say, no, my ambitions are lost now.
Katuna kisuele sintomamu were ya ona otuna wa muluku, weta makalelo ni mwanyu, ni wira, nari, mio, itama saka so opwete ya vano.
The last few days the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. I want to yield myself to God to be a threshing instrument of this last day.
Mahiko alavakanu kisera eroho yoware ni lavulaka ni mio kintuna kiiva herere wa muluku, wira kikaleka ruma ya muteko ya nihiku nila no kisera.
Some young girl that might have ambitions of a fine lady character, or maybe be a pretty little missus, or maybe someday make Hollywood your career.
Mwaru sunkala na itama yokala na mwete lwa muhano orerela, walakino okala mwaru sure eresha, walakino ni hiku nlokali haoli uu dimute kwa anyu.
I wonder if you're not willing now to submit your ambitions in the presence of God and His Word. Hear the call of God in your own life. God knows who you are.
Mio katuna kisuele sinto kamuntu nova herere tama anyu holo wa muluku ni maswawe. Wiwa wiha na wa muluku makalelo anyu mansinyu. Muluku nisuwe lanyuo mwani.
I wonder if to be a minister close or a servant or worker somewhere in church. I just get in here once in a while. I don't know one third of the people sitting here tonight. But I just a little handful that's here.
Katuna kisuele sintoamu kala mulale iva kiviru wala murume na muteko nipuro pinipuro mukeresha mio kinorwa va imara kamosakamo sapahi mio nkinasuele pante ya nera ruya atuan kila ativa uhiula masi mio nikupinla na mukani nriva.
I wonder if there be such a person that you'd be willing to say, I don't care what anyone says, I'm God's slave now. I'm going to preach his word regardless. I don't care what my organization turns me out. I'm still going to stay at that word. I'm going to do it.
Katuna kiswele sintoa mukala mutwene yo, aro tuna wira, kiniki chali itumu tumu kino ni himi awe, mio kaepotea muluku vano, mio kinro lale ya maso awe, ata wire ni kumelele sheni, kiniki chale sheni, ata wira mutenke so ako noko omola, lelo mio kinro kala ni maso awe, mio kinro wira yeyo.
My will is God's will. God's will is my will. I'm going to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ by grace and help. I'll do it. Think of it while we have our heads down.
Otuna waka au tuna wa muluku, otuna wa muluku tuna waka, mio kinro kala na mutu kweliwa Yesu Kristu, ni mahala awe ni mukali herio, mio kini muireyo, mutokelele yeyo ndrinene mirusa huso urama.
How many's got that ambition tonight? Would you raise your hand? That's mine too. I surrender all. With our heads bowed now, slowly now, as you think it over now, as you pray.
Akavari netama yeyo hiula, munovensha ntata nanyu. Eyo tiyawa kanave, miyo kinova herere ya sootene, ni mirusa usoura mavano, vakani vano, mutokelela kayeyo vano, muvekelaka.
Kinova herere ya sootene, kinova herere ya sootene, sootene wanyu omo poya koreriwa, kinova sotene kinova herre.
I want to be a prisoner. Take me, Lord. Take me down to the Father's house tonight. Break me all up and mold me over again.
Veke kaimwana sharia mwayeyo kintuna kikale na mutu kweliwa. Mio, mukikushe puia, mukiroi hoanya we mulipo upo hiula. Mukinyakate mio tene mukupe to.
Wanyuo mopolia koreriwa, kinova hereria sotene.
Heavenly Father, as the song continues to play, I thought it most profitable at this time that I break in on the song and talk to you just a moment.
Titia wirimu, nsipo nitikelako rumi hiwa, kihone lokala ya faita vanche eno kati ula, wira mio kimalihe nsipo kilavule ninyuo kati vakani paahi.
As the people are thinking, I surrender all. Father, may we do this with lack of this is our last opportunity to do it.
Okate atuan toke lelaya, kinova herere sotene, titi, ni ireyeyo, olo kalento kukate ahu woki sera wa wira yeyo.
Let us come with sincerity. Come unto the table of the Lord, as it was, with washed garments, washed soul, washed will, washed ambition, to surrender ourselves and let God take His Word, yoke us up together with it. God's Word.
Munihie nirwe ni sharia, nirwe va mesa vapu ya punhi miawene, ni kuoso okatiwa, minepa sora pihiwa, utuna ora pihiwa, itama sora pihiwa, wira ni ivaherere mansi hu, ni muluku akushe maswawe, anipue here muriti ni yao, maswa muluku.
And may the Holy Spirit take us now, as we hear the yoke click around our hearts. From tonight on, I take you to your word.
Ni wire roho yoware ni kushe nanano, na iwaka muritu mana va murima vahu, okumo hii ula mpako holo, mio kino kushani manulu monanyo.
Now, don't think your own thinking, think my thoughts. Think my will, I will lead you. God grant that it'll be an experience to every one of us.
Vano muhikalane mupu elo anyu mansinyu, mukalane miupu elo saka, mupu elo tunawaka, mio kino wetihani. Muluku, munivahe wiro kalemu suwelelo wakula mmosahi yo.
These young people sitting here, husband and wife, and some coming to be a husband and wife.
Atua alamu avano wakila antiva iani muara, na akina ni kumanruwe lokala iani muara.
There's older man sitting here, this minister. Been along the road.
Akala shilo pwena toko wena kila antiva, akala lalei, anikale tarake piro vano.
Lord, here's Brother Neville. He's getting way up on the ladder. Our days are being numbered now.
Pwia, va orimuna Neville, mio, no opache ropio komoni weshikata. Mahikuwa ahuto wala kea vano.
Our steps are made more careful in what we did make them. We watch where we step. We're not as sure-footed, physically speaking, as we once were.
Mavalo ahu aneti hiwavo wika sopo vika nasira kahu yao. Hiyo nini we havatuva nyake lahu. Kani hiyo we tavoro romelasha na ahimiake rutu. Ntokosa atonku ahu kala.
But Lord, as we see that more life is fading out, and none of our footsteps are sure without you got our hand.
Masipui ya noonaka wira makale loo kwa noo lakasea. Nikavo mavalo ahu akanloro romele ya ohi kala wira nyuo muno vare lantata nahu.
Now God take us, will you? Take our hearts and our will in your own hand and let us become prisoners tonight to the Word, to Christ. May we live godly lives here.
Bano muluku, munikushe, muno nikusha, mukushe mirima sahu ni utuna wahu matata ni mwanyu yenyu, ni munihie ni kale ana matukweliwo hii ula, amasu, akirishtu, wira ni kalane makale lore ramu.
May these women, these young women, these young men, boys and girls, surrender their lives, Lord.
Wira shitiana ala, ashimwali ala, ashimiravu ala, amiravu na ashirusi, eva herere makale loaya puia.
And may their ambitions become the ambition to serve Jesus Christ and let become a prisoner of his divine grace and will. Granted, Lord.
Ni wire tamaya ekale tama yomurume la Yesu Kristu, ni munihia ni kalena mutu kweliwa amahalawe au muluku nuutuna, munivahe puia.
It's all I know to do, Lord. These little broke-up words, and I trust that you will put them together rightly.
Eyo tiote nensue laka wira puia. Molu mwala vakani vohirata ni mio, mio kinroro mela wira nyuo muno takansha vohoratavo.
Because it's hot in here, and people want to listen, but it's real warm, and many have to go home and go to work early. But may those seeds just lay into their heart a prison.
Okala wiro no vihamu na atuan tuno wiriana masiveke kaitimo viha ni anche na hano roo wani nuro muteko nushakene masipio iyo sikale murima ni mwa apahi na mutu kweliwa.
Go home and say to the wife as they before they get ready to get out and pray this afternoon or this evening by the bedside, look across to one another and say, dear, what about that tonight? Have we really become prisoners to Christ? His will, or do we work to our own will?
Erowa ni ahime ramara ya okatiao, ehinati wili kanyi hawire kokore vekele, osheku wola walu hiula, mparara ni molili, ewehane mmosani muku hawe iraka, mwaraka anki ilo hiula, kiirake hiyo no kala na matukweliwa Yesu Kristu nutuna wawe, wala hiyo ni mvara muteko mwautuna wahu.
May young men and young women, everywhere, especially those who heard the message tonight, ask themselves that same question. Am I willing to become a prisoner, forsaking my own life?
Ashimiravo na ashimu alimapuro otene, vanche ene shale hii wale mutaka uhi ula, yikohe mansa yetui mosaru, kini tunokala na mutu kweliwa, kikotaka makale loaka mansaka.
He that saves his life shall lose it. But he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Olo no pole kumiawe eno murimela. Masuulo mpwete iwe kumiawe mwahawa miyo no upanya.
Father, we know that it's become a prisoner of you. Lose our own ambitions and our own desires to find yours. And we have eternal life. Grant it, Lord.
Titi, hiyo no suwe la wira eyoti, okala na mutu kweli wanyu. Opwete shaitama sahu yonhi ni sotu na sahu. Wira ni panyesa winyu. Nto hiyo no kala ni kumi hinimala. Munivahe puia.
Only thing I know is to commit now into your hands and may it become fruitful and bring forth great tools for the last day harvest.
Etuimo sensue laka, ovaherere yovano matata ni mwanyu. Ntuewe kaleo wi mamihoko roko ni ekumihere ikaru, ikaru masulu pale sohe pa wanihiku no kiseria.
Man and women, boys and girls surrendered to the complete will of God and become prisoners of Jesus Christ to his love. Shackled with fetters of divine love to Christ. We ask it in his name.
Alopwa na atiana, amiravu na ashimwali, yivahe rerotuna woma lela wa muluku, ni kale ana matukweliwa Yesu Kristu, aopenta wawe, otu kiwa ni makuchili aopenta wa muluku, mwa Kristu, hiyo ni mveke la mwansina nawe.
Kinova herere sote.
ni venye.
Nova hereria sotene, sotene wanyu omo.
Nroni hii meto yeyo pahi ni maito ahu upunyiwa ni matata ahu sulu.
Nova hereria sote ne. Nova hereria sote ne. Sote ne wanyu omo polia koreri wa kino.
Now if we'll bow our heads and before the dismissing song is sung, I'll take the name of Jesus with you.
Vano nurami havale mirusahu ni ehinati wipi wesipo yola ihana mukushensi na Yesu ni nyuo.
I'm going to ask that this brother here, I forget his name, the sister testified about the vision of darkness coming over, which was healed. And remember, looking back, the veil was gone. Her faith did that. You dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother, and ask God's blessings upon us.
Kinruo mvekela muno lava, kuhuli alansina nawe, muno le mutia no himionamo na wayowo na yepipi mkunelaka, yo wavonihiwe, ntomupuele awe hako tuli, ekuweo ya ahiroa, waamini wawe tiwira leyo. Munilaihe ni mavekelo, munimuira muna, ni mvekele iparaka samuluku mwahio.